big, too strong. I don't know. You know, I mean, how does Charlo do? I don't think that these guys are big enough and strong enough. Even Canelo, I think, is just too small. Like, this dude is taking these guys' shots with no problem. Now, maybe a natural 168-pounder can give him some issues. Maybe a guy like David Morrell. Again, I just don't think so. I mean, this guy is just getting better and better. And he just seems to hit so hard. Like, that first knockdown, bro, he hit Demetrius on the left side and his right eye. Like, we were watching it live and in the Discord, I'm like, did you see his eye? It looked like his right eye was about to pop out the socket, man. Benavidez is a fucking monster. He is a monster. He dropped the red flag name. They are introducing him as El Monstruo in Spanish. Wow. It really lived up to the hype, man. This kid is something special. I wonder, you know, can he continue to be this dominant when he moves up? Or is this a thing where he has to continue to make this weight and kind of go on a B-hop run? But, man, I mean, the last two people that can be a potential test are Canelo and Morrell. But I don't know that anybody beats this guy. He beat the brakes off of Andre, man. He beat him down. He beat him down, man. And listen, he beat the will out of Andre, bro. Like, Andre came in there with a lot of pride and with every intention to win. And as those rounds went by, he beat that out of him, bro. Andre was just trying to survive, move around, and the ref is like, bro, you got to do something. You can't just stand in front of him because you're just getting hit, man. Horrible, bro, in terms of the punishment. I actually wanted that fight stopped. You know, I was calling for the stoppage because, you know, he was taking unnecessary punishment, man, unnecessary punishment. But listen, I'm not going to talk much. It is what it is. Phone lines are open. Discord is available. Twitter is available. The landline is available. We're going to do this like we always do this, man. So I'm going out, obviously, to the callers after these quick messages. And, yeah, let's get this going.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Alex on Discord, talk to me.
Yo, yo, can you hear me?
Perfect.
Hey, man, I gotta say, I'm very pleased with the pay-per-view, man. You know, even the prelims, you know, Vito getting that first round stoppage, Michelle boxing his way to a nice victory over a former champion, Sabriel Matias, man. It's like, yo, they made a big deal on ESPN or just on Tom Brink about Loma making people quit. This dude Sabriel, bro, I think that's 4 or 5 in a row. Like, and he's literally beating dudes down. They call, you know, other guys monsters and booger, and I always say booger man, but boogeyman. This guy's scary, Matias, man. I thought Ergushev was going to move more. He did not. Maybe he couldn't. Maybe that wasn't a game plan, but listen, coming out blazing hot against Sabriel Matias, I think that game plan's got to be thrown out the window because that dude there he's going to take it, and once he says it's his turn, he's not giving the ball back, right? You know, you ever play one-on-one basketball, make it take it? He's going to let you get a couple off, see what you got, and then you're not getting the rock back. So shout out to Sabriel Matias, becoming the showing he's probably the best Puerto Rican fighter. And Jamal Charlo's back, bro. I thought it would take a little longer for him to get the cobwebs off. He looked good. He looked sharp. The jab was a sledgehammer. Jose, you know, I'm sure he was frustrated throughout that fight, just too big, too strong. So Jamal Charlo, I don't know how far back is he back, but he's back in the win column. And talk about too big, too strong, bro. You said it, man. Benavidez. Yo, a lot of kudos to Andrade, however you want to say it, boo-boo. He came to fight. I loved his game plan. I think that he's tremendously skilled, but whether he's just not settled at 168 or he'll never be settled, Benavidez, definitely we need to see him against Canelo. That's it. And I agree. Canelo might be too small, might be too past his prime. So Canelo, Morel, those are the fights you want to see. Hopefully Morel gets through his, you know, fight coming up on December. I think he needs one more fight.
Yeah.
Could it be Andre? Could it be Plant? At least that he needs that type of caliber and then get the Benavidez fight. Benavidez is making his way comfortably. He came in at the weigh-in less than, than Andre. He's made 166 a couple times, so he's comfortable here. He's showing he's willing to stay. Give him Canelo. We want to see that fight. I don't need to see any other fight with Canelo. It need to be Benavidez Canelo next, man. I'll let you get to everybody else. Appreciate it. Great night of fights. Love being a boxing fan. Shout out TBV.
All right. We got a counterpunch cutting the line from Kerry on Twitter. Kerry G, what up? Kerry, you there? Yo. Champ, Kerry, you might need to jump out and jump all the way back in. You there? All right. If you jump out, I know you got a counterpunch, so I don't want to get to anybody without giving you a sec, but we do got to keep it moving. Can you jump out and jump back in, my friend? There you go. Jump all the way out. Come back now. Tip, talk to me.
You.
We hear you, baby. We hear you. Kerry just ain't
had
it, man. What up?
Hell of a pay-per-view card, man. Hell of a pay-per-view from start to finish. This is a fire card. Absolute banger. Yeah, man, boo-boo. You just ain't have enough to, you know what I'm saying, take it to the distance. I mean, David caught him with a vicious shot. He caught him with a vicious shot.
One? He caught him with a few, bro.
I'm talking about... The shot that knocked him down is what changed the fight.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
Yeah, that was a game changer right there. Then, but I like this game plan. But I think he did that too early. Like, he wasted a lot of energy trying to, like, wrestle with him and, you know what I'm saying, smother and just uses weight against him. He did that way too early. I think he should have, like, waited until later in the rounds. You know what I'm saying? To where they're both tired and, you know what I'm saying, you can smother a little bit more. That way he can expand a little bit more energy. I think he should have saved more energy. But, yeah.
Easier said than done when you got that dude punching on you.
Yeah. True. Facts. Sabril Matias, man, the fucking Terminator, T-1000. Hey, that dude is a monster, bro. And I told y'all, look, anybody thinking Sabril's going to lose that match is crazy, bro. I mean, if you look at Ergushev, the dude don't use his jab, and he throw everything, like, everything's a power punch from him, bro.
Bro,
and
but he was doing well. It's just Matisse is he can absorb, and then he obviously has the equalizer. But you can't tell me that dude wasn't doing well.
Matisse
and Benavidez had the same game plan. Absorb, unleash, because we hit harder. It ain't really much there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when you got people at that level who can take that type of punishment for a time being, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work. And it showed, like, Ergushev gassed himself out. Like, Ergushev and Andre were both coming off layoffs. So you could kind of put that in there a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They were both coming off long layoffs. I mean, Andre fought in January, the beginning of the year. We are now in November. Ergushev ain't fought in over a year, just about. So, I mean, you can take that into a little bit of consideration. But yeah, man, you just can't do that, bro. You can't do that. Like, shouts out to Lamont Roach, man. I thought Hector would have got him out of there, but shit, I guess Tank changed that boy, man. Hey, he just not gonna be the same, bro. Like I said, his new name for me now is about billions, man. About billions, Garcia, man. That shit crazy because he fighting like AB. He scared to let his hands go. This is crazy. Yeah, all right, that's
all right. Yeah, man, I don't know. Is Canelo going to fight this man now? I don't know. That shit going to look like... It definitely look like Jaime Munguia up next. Go ahead and unmute yourself, Kerry. We hear
Hello?
You. Yes, yes.
Word. Yeah, sometimes I got to join back in. You know it. The Sabril fight, shout-outs actually of Milnecki. Glad to see his fight went down pretty well. Sabril, it's weird. It don't even be looking like he loads up on his shots. But I guess when they just hit, like, it just looked like, you know, some medium power shots. But I guess they're just literally that heavy, like, for lack of any other term, like, straight up. Like, it just, and they're just like, it's always, it seems like at about the third round, they're like, holy shit, like, what am I getting hit by? Mm-hmm. Like, this is unreal. So it's like, yeah, like, he, like, his, you know, chasing Cun down the ring was a little bit bigger than I normally see him in. So, you know, like always with these power guys, like, that might be a little bit of an issue. But at the end of the day, you got to engage to win a fight. And, like, this dude, God forbid, he does look like he loads up for once, because I yet to see it. Like, and I think people knock his skill. I think he has actually a pretty funny one-trick, tricky, like, mid-guard. Like, it just forces power dudes to hook with the hooker. We know how that ends. And then it forces, like, those people who be throwing those straight shots. Eventually, he comes through with, like, that uppercut, and it's, like, it only takes one, I guess, for him. Jermell, that was an amazing, like, little – that was, like, a straight-up boxing movie story, man. Like I was like, obviously, like, we know the opponent he was going against, but they were kind of made for each other. 30 months and, like, crazy mental health versus amazing talent with shot in a bullet. I think both of them showed – there was a lot of what could have been this night. Like, I was like, damn, Benavidez, like, what if you weren't in the streets and didn't get, like, shot? Then I was like, damn, Charlo, like, you still got it, but you really need to get that cardio back on, because, like, I think, like, the way you showed that you could still stay in there and compose and shit, because Benavidez did look like he came to fight and did some cool stuff, but, like, Charlo looked good. I just really wanted to get that conditioning on. I think that's the only way to fully bring him back, but I was proud of the boy. Like, it looked like a little Cinderella story. And same thing with Andre. Like, the first two rounds of the fight, I was like, holy crap, like, what if this guy actually got the big fights against opponents when he was younger? Because, like, Benavidez is, to me, his greatest strengths are his, like, straight-up strength, and that gas tank is OD. That is elite-level gas tank, but I think he's not too precise. Like, he practices, like, when you look at training, he's always practicing to throw the punch, like, flat-footed. I think that's why he has to, like, maul and kind of – he got that – he did land, and, like, he was going down, but it's always a weird little push with him. Because, like, I just think he's just trying to swing to take him out and doesn't put it on too precise. But he definitely does damage wherever it's heading. But that's why it made me feel like, damn, I think if Canelo came in, like, actually conditioned, like, a precise elite power puncher who could take some – who can absorb shots, which, like, say what you will about age, but Canelo just showed that his beard is beard-like. I think a precise, strong dude like Pacheco or fucking Canelo could – take out Benavidez with his sloppiness, or Berlanga if he got his shit together. Like it's people who got the power and the strength and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to be Pacheco, dude, because Pacheco's his stablemate. So I don't know, but I got a counterpunch from Ronnie in Phoenix. And if you're on the landline, do not get off queue because you will put yourself in the end of the queue. Ronnie, talk to us.
Yes, I ain't got no voice left. I mean, I sound like fucking the night of Terrence Crawford. What fucking Spence? You know what I'm saying? But,
damn.
Yeah, hey, homie, I'm here at Phoenix, Arizona, baby. Stand up, homie. You already know what it is, you mean? Let's go, baby. Hey, I heard a lot of motherfuckers in the chat saying Andre's going to win, but nobody wanted to bet that money, homie. They were saying everything, but let's bet. Ness, I called it how many times saying? These motherfuckers talking shit, but they won't bet, homie. Homie,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, dog. Hey, everything but let's bet. All these motherfuckers, they calling right now eating their crow, bro. Because when Ryan Garcia lost, I called and said, hey, Ness, Give me my crow, homie, because I went for Garcia, bro. And I ain't racist. I said Jose Garcia or Jose Benavidez is going to get his ass whipped tonight. He got his ass whipped, homie. I thought Charles was going to knock him out. I'm going to be honest. You saying, my bad, Ness. I ain't got no voice. I'm trying my best, homie. But
you're doing well. You're doing well.
Hey, hell of a fucking fight, bro. Good show. Hey, Andrade showed up ready to fight. He just wasn't ready, bro. Hey, the monster is a monster, and you motherfuckers better respect it, homie. All these motherfuckers talking in, calling in, talking about the something monster. Call him now, motherfucker. Where you at now? Call him right now, motherfucker.
You talking to average boxing fan.
You talking about Joker. You talking about Joker. You call him baby Joker. Yeah, call him now, motherfucker, and rep his name, motherfucker. Hey, Ness, I'm 40 years old, homie. All these motherfuckers talking shit. When motherfucking the border wars come back, homie, whatever the weight class they want to get it at, homie, I'm down to get it, brother. I spent 9 years in prison fighting any motherfucker that wanted to get it, homie. You can be 250. You can be 300, motherfucker. If you want to get it, you get it with me, homie. Heads up. All you motherfuckers that want to talk shit, let's put them gloves on, homie, and we get it as a motherfucking man. I'll send you tape, Ness. I still fucking train, homie, every day. I'm in the backyard hitting the bag, lifting weights, shadow boxing with weights, homie. I get it, homie. And I get it, homie, how I live, brother. You mean? But, yeah, all these motherfuckers talk shit, but they ain't about that life, homie. I'm about that shit. Let's get it, baby. Ness, thank you, brother, for everything you guys do, brother. I appreciate you guys' podcast. All you motherfuckers talking shit about the Mexican monster, respect his motherfucking name, motherfucker. We can see it. 100. Let's get it.
Ronnie Phoenix, we going to Borough City E, Counterpunch. Talk to me. Baltimore.
Yeah.
Up South Listen. Carolina, excuse me.
Y'all about to say South Carolina, my nigga. But yeah, man. Bro, that's what you call beautiful violence. Beautiful violence, man. I'm going to be real. David will knock Canelo out. He'll stop Canelo. Canelo can't get away from that shit, they've been like, just do some beautiful shit. Pass the torch to the man in your last fight, and ain't nobody going to knock you for it, bro. Like, if you do pull it off, you just put your name in the stars. But I'm talking about that shit was beautiful, man. But and I take my crew for the Hergashev. I thought he was explosive enough and powerful enough to maybe hurt Matias. Matias got a jaw for the steel. I'm gonna be real. He might be the boogeyman of the 140-pound division. Like it's some certified killers up there, man. It's some certified killers up there. If Devin move over to that fight there, one of them boys, I mean Teal, anybody, Tank. I mean I love to see Tank jump up a fight, but Matias is for real. Matias is for real, man. You could be explosive and hit him flat on the chin. If you don't hurt him, I got to see him take one from Tank because I don't know if anybody else could hurt him in the 140-pound division. Like, I just don't see it. I don't see it. Matias is for real, man. And Garcia, I don't know. I take the crow, like I said, for the Hergashev because I did pick him to win. I did pick him to win. But I didn't know Roach would outwork Garcia. I just seen it, man. Garcia ain't letting his hands go like that. Like, he might be a good gatekeeper now, but his championship days might be over, man. I got to be real about that. I think the next fight to make, I wouldn't mind seeing Roach against Oshaki, man. That'd be a nice little one. I wouldn't mind seeing that in the main event somewhere next year. But as far as Charlo, I knew Charlo would put them paws on Jose. You got to be real, though. Jose ate some shit tonight. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the weight. Maybe he was able to absorb more punishment. It gave him more power. Give him more strength, rather, not more power, but give him more strength. But this was the best Jose looked in a long time, man. I mean, he looked like he didn't look as flat-footed as before. He was moving around. He was throwing shots, catching shots. I mean, Jose looked good tonight, but Charlo looked damn good. He needs a few
you
more
may fights. Feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
We got Kerry G $5. Benavidez's gas tank and strength is great, but he ain't precise. That's why he has trouble knocking out cleanly. A more precise power puncher might have him. Yeah, but who is that? Like, who's a bigger puncher than him in the division? I'm not going to say Morel until he's knocking out this level of opposition. We got the pullout bandit $2. Dev better stay away from Matisse. We got the pullout bandit again right back at us with another $2. He says, Boo-Boo was out of there looking like Earl. Ronnie and Phoenix with the counterpunch, which we went to. A more $5. I hope all of those Boo-Boo fans call in and eat their crow who swore he was going to win. Laugh out loud. The Mexican monster is the truth. I hope he gets Canelo. I got Mad Bet 100 on that chip level. $5. He says, Daily Dose of Tanquil. Sabril is a juggernaut. Monster stops Cinnamon. And then we got Karima, $5. This man is drunk. Take his keys and stop Canelo, but not Plant. Sad. Huh? Okay. 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 We got a counterpunch from Baby Joker.
Yo, what's good?
What up? You called in. They called you out. You called in.
Hey, motherfuckers get modelos in their system, man. It turns into prison violence. That shit's wild as fuck. On the card, bro, I don't know. It started off, whatever's, the dude quit. Hey, that dude really fucking quit, huh? Ergachev?
Oh, yeah.
He looked really good those first two rounds, and then I don't know what the fuck happened. He went downhill. Shout out Matisse. That dude can motherfucking crack. Jose, bro, what the fuck? He's a punching bag. That dude would just stand in the fucking middle and not do a goddamn thing. It's horrible. I don't know what to make of Charlo's performance. I mean, he was in there with the fucking stationary fucking set bag. Nothing.
Come on, bro.
That dude wasn't doing shit, bro. He wasn't doing shit, bro.
Are you serious?
He wasn't. He looked horrible to me.
Wow.
That was garbage. I don't know what you guys are talking about. That shit was trash. The arena emptier than my motherfucking soul. When fucking David won the fight, he asked, can I hear you guys scream for the Canelo? Man, I've heard louder full arenas than that bullshit. What'd he come out to? Was he raving?
Word,
he
raving
bro. When he came out to
River? I can't believe that shit. I ain't gonna front. I thought he was
going
to tap into the Mexican
that?
Community.
Man,
that was crazy.
How you gonna come out to some fucking rave shit and you're trying to rep that Mexican shit? Bro, what the fuck?
What if his licensing is the last card of the year? They probably couldn't afford to pay all the licensing fees, bro.
This David, though, it's the new guy, isn't he? That shit's wild, though. Mike Tyson gave him that motherfucking name. It looks like he can't even sell out the fucking arena. That looked empty. We were talking shit about Shakur not being able to sell out his shit. And this dude is Mexican. Baptized by Tyson. Now I want to see what the pay-per-view did. And I bought that shit because I ain't a motherfucking hater.
Baby Joker,
I like the
Baby
talent.
Joker, you sound like a hater right now.
Nah, I bought that shit. I bought that shit. And then come on, bro. Motherfuckers calling in and calling these motherfuckers the monster because he did what he was supposed to do.
What?
Who the fuck was that? Who was
bro,
Andrade,
no,
bro?
Nobody
who
did that
Andrade?
To It don't matter.
I, yo,
it don't matter.
I called
nobody
in and you
did
said,
that
was,
shit.
You asked me what way, and I said, you remember those big-ass machines that run over the fucking asphalt?
Yeah,
that's what happened, because that was supposed to happen. Where's fucking hardcore Dub and mad shit? And then I was like, y'all better not disappear on the day of the night, the fight night, and he said, no, we're going to be back here. fucking round four happened, he was gone. What's up with that? Damn. David looked good, though. I'm not going to lie. He looked good. I don't think he's ready for no Canelo. That's just me. Maybe it's some bias shit.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
Yeah, sound bias, bro. How Canelo,
I don't see it.
How Canelo not going down from that shit?
What was that?
How Canelo not going down from that? Like, he throws too many.
I mean, I feel like he has to fucking fight this man. He has to fight David. He has to give us that fight. I don't know if it's next. I wish it was,
but
you know how it is.
You know, he fight Jaime Munguia next. He running.
Like
he going
time.
Straight to Jaime.
But it's not your time.
Yo, that's the call. We going to, oh, man. I hope he don't swerve. It's going to look bad, but it's going to build it more. Y'all know it is. And it'll give Benavidez another opportunity to get another one in. But I do think he's going to swerve and get the Jaime fight. That shit looked too brutal, bro. I mean, I thought I seen Demetrius' eye fall out. We got Cashman P that says, great fights. Hashtag cash facts. Is next. Treese, what up?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, yo. What up, though? What up, though? Man, I see why they call that man average boxing fan for his take on that Charlo fight, man. He tripping. That was good. That was action. I like that. That was exactly what Charlo needed to knock the rust off. It all made sense, you feel me? But I want to say shout out to Lamont Roach. Yeah, got that strap. Shake some things up in that 130 division for my guy Albert Bill. We appreciate that. We need that. But these Matias, man, the Brio Matias, that motherfucker looked dangerous, man. Hey, he dangerous. I picked him by stoppage. I just didn't. He violent. He was taking, like I say, I like violence. He was taking damage in them first two rounds from Buddy, and like it looked like all he throw was power punches and shit. And I ain't like how the ref was letting him reach with his sorry ass. I feel like he was letting him lead that sorry ass jab out there, like he was letting him paw with that shit. But that's just me though. But Charlo looked decent, you feel me? Andrade brought the action. I like that fight in the main event. That was good shit. And it ain't no way that I'm sorry now. Ain't no way that Canelo could keep avoiding this man Benavidez, man. With that performance, that shit all right now. I don't see where else. Hey, Canelo going straight to Munguia for Cinco de Mayo. That's what y'all gonna tell me. That's the play now.
I'm sure, man. I don't think he run into this smoke, bro. My man look like a wrecking ball.
Yes,
and if you take him next, like, I don't know, maybe that's probably the best thing, because if you take him next, then Benavidez really can't get out of camp, because he be doing four-month camps and shit, so.
Camp. Yeah, because he a big boy. He looked big, huh? He's a big boy. He looked like he can make light heavyweight easy. For real. But and then with that David Morrell with that Senna, I seen that Senna Beko guy. I seen him fight before. He fought one of the guys out of, I was sending him on the back call. He fought this dude out of Cleveland that I was familiar with, Isaiah Steen.
Yeah.
I peeped that fight. Yeah, I had seen that fight. But the Senna Beko, I don't know. If they saying what Morrell say he is, he should take care of him. You feel me? And then shit, maybe he can get his name in the mix. But Benavidez, I don't need to see him versus Morrell. I think he need to be straight. He's straight, yeah, you feel me? He's straight headline to Canelo. Fuck the Morrell. He done enough. You feel me? He done enough. It's time. It's time. It's fucking time. Like, it's time. I don't understand what else he need to do. And I know you, and Ness, I know you one of the people who be talking that own lane shit, but what the fuck is, what else, what other lane is he in? What else could he do?
Who?
Benavidez, I know. I be hearing people saying, like, "Oh, fighters need to create their own lane."
Nah, he's doing that. He just did two pay per views without Canelo. That's creating your own lane right there. Like, we got Brandon Ortiz.
What up? What up? What up, man? Hit them thumbs up, man. What's up, man?
What up?
What up? What up? Yeah, I mean, it was a good fight, a good card, man. You know, Roach, all them guys, man, they put a good entertaining fight to end the year. Shout out to the people who actually paid for it. I ain't pay for it, but keeping the sport alive and whatnot. But I don't know. I think people shouldn't really overgas Benavidez's win right now compared to Canelo, because I feel like Canelo's win against Charlo was more confidence for him mentally and for him as a fighter. I think that win was a fight that he wanted for a long time. And, you know, that fight had a lot of history. And that win, I think it gave him a lot of confidence. I don't really see him choking in front of Benavidez. I think he'll still give him a fight. I mean, I know he looked
really
impressive.
Bro, but look at how he beat a 54-pounder, and look at how the monster beat a 54-pounder.
Yeah, hands down, of course. I mean, Benavidez's win was more impressive and more better, too. But I'm saying overall, like, I think mentally, who benefited more out of their wins? I think, hands down, Canelo benefited more out of his win against Charlo. I mean, come on. But I was like, even though to us, like, the hardcore fans, not something we wanted to see, obviously, but for him, mentally, I'm talking about him, like, personally, but that was a big, big boost for him, you know, confidence-wise. And, I mean, let's see if Benavidez could really, you know, if this fight happens, let's see if he could seal the deal. But I don't know. I mean, I think I still put it 50-50, but hopefully we get that fight next year, man.
All right, champ. Appreciate you calling in. We got Burrow City E with another counterpunch.
Yep. Listen. Hey. My man came in straight hating just now. My boy said.
Baby Joker.
Jose Ingles. That was his name? He was funny as shit, though.
Yep.
Bro was funny as shit. Now, I can't lie about that. But the man was tripping, bro. I thought Jose looked damn good tonight. I don't know about y'all. If that Jose showed up to the Danny Garcia fight, I don't know if Danny won that fight. I swear to man, that Jose had looked damn good tonight. But Charlo had looked real good. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't expect him to look that sharp. He caught him, but he hurt him one time. You know, he hurt him one time, but he didn't have the extra oomph in him to put him down. Maybe he just needs to quit bullshitting and go ahead to 68. But he ain't got no choice now. But the next fight, I don't even want to see. We know we ain't getting Canelo against Benavidez next. I don't want to see that yet. We got to go ahead. Go ahead and let. I don't even think there's really nobody out there at 60 right now following the fight. Let Benavidez sit for about 6 months, not even long. Have him a little step aside fight. I want Charlo to go ahead and fight Plant next. That should be the next fight, and then you make Charlo and damn Benavidez. You know, just like I said, you let him get the revenge for his little big brother. You see what I'm saying? And then it's like. Benavidez done cleared the highway out. Like, he done cleared the highway out. Canelo wouldn't have nowhere else to go. And I'm telling you right now.
You were going to tell us right now what? You went into the Phantom Zone, champ. You got a call. Hello, 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 hello. Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we back. We lost you for a bit. You said you was telling us right now what?
I'm telling you right now, Charlo could pull off a win over Plant next, and you made Charlo Benavidez, that fight doing easy, 400-500K, man. I'm telling you, easy. Easy. People will believe, man, especially if Charlo could have a convincing win over Plant. He don't even got to get the stoppage. Just have a convincing win over Plant. Like, I'm telling you, man, you go ahead and make that fight next, and then you make the Canelo fight after the Jaime fight. That fight will be That fight will be big. I ain't going to lie, man. I'm going to still roll with Benavidez over Charlo. I hate to do it, man, but that's just how I see it. But that's the best thing to make next. You go ahead and let Charlo fight Plant, and then make Charlo Benavidez.
You may feel like it's your time. But it's not your time.
Art, talk to us. Art.
Mic check, mic check.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Let's go, Chiness. Hey, man, thank you for doing this show, bro. I was watching the fight. doing my homework and shit, and I'm just like, oh shit, I got the notification. Hop on real quick. Good luck. Thank you for being there, bro. The most hardworking man in boxing, the boxing sphere and shit.
Thank you.
Shout out to Danny. Missing again. Seems like he's missing every time I call in. What's up with that, Danny? Where you at, bro? Hey, look, I've been saying that Boo Boo was going to get exposed. I can't remember who was saying that, trying to put money up on David Benavidez. And since months ago, nobody was putting money up on Boo Boo. So I wasn't too surprised. I was surprised that he looked like he belonged at that level for the first two, you know, for the first 2.5 rounds. Like, I was shocked at that. I was like, okay, like, he's getting in there. He's jabbing.
He was looking good.
His speed was there. I was like, oh, shit, okay. He might actually – he was backing up David. I was just like, damn, like, that's something that Caleb didn't do, you know, but not that obvious, you know. But I think with how Jermall looked, that would be a good fight. The 168 division really has the most intriguing matches to where if they were to go to, like, to a Prime, a Netflix, just any the zone where it's like, yeah, look, here's our app. We got the whole 168 division. Let's just start putting these fights together, bro. People will watch. People want to watch engaging fights. You know, if people was booing, you know, they wasn't booing like they was booing Shakur. You feel me? So, like, people will engage with, you know, entertaining fights and shit. So I think, Jermall versus Caleb, Jermall versus Boo Boo. Jermall looked like he should have fought Canelo the way he looked today. Like, he put on a better fight than his brother did. Like,
what?
Jermall.
Bruh, did you forget that was Jose Benavidez punching him in the face?
No, that's true, but at least he was engaging. At least he looked more.
Yeah, but it's Jose.
He looked more willing to engage.
My brother.
But see, that was the kind of. But
it's
Jose, that was the kind of fight
punching
I was expecting
you. It's not
Jermell.
Canelo punching you. It's Jose
but that was
punching.
I thought it was lines only. That's what I thought I was getting with Jermell. And so that, and what I really want to get to the bone I got to pick is with Jermell, because Jermell has fucked up the whole boxing schedule. Jermell should have fought either Tim Zhu, and I can't fault him for getting the bag. But he should have fought Tim Zhu, or stuck around and negotiated the Crawford fight, because now, you know, the schedule's all kind of funky. You know what I mean? Like, but anyways, that's my take. It was a good fight. I have to admit, this was the first pay-per-view I didn't buy. Like, I couldn't do it, so I streamed it. So,
like,
no, shout out to
but
the ones that bought it.
For sure. Art, talk to us. Yeah, it's unfortunate. A couple of people are saying they didn't pay for it because, you know, this fight not doing good numbers gives Canelo an excuse to swerve, you know. The business don't make sense. The business don't make sense. And then, you know, you have yourselves to blame. Not to say anybody that who couldn't afford it, you know, you can't afford it. You can't afford it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So you're not part of the problem, but... if you stole it, you are part of the problem. Not affording it is one thing, but stealing it is another, right? Art, are you going to talk?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you to finish, bro. What's good, Ness?
Chilling, brother. Thank you for being so well-mannered.
For sure. Man, that was a good card. I told y'all when they made the fight that Andre, that loose, goofy, wide punching shit wasn't gonna work. I told y'all from the jump. I don't know why y'all thought he was a man.
Different though. He worked on technique for sure.
I'll say, but that's what got his ass knocked out. He was doing something he wasn't used to doing.
I don't know. I think what got him knocked out is just the power difference, bro. He couldn't.
Benavidez ran through him like a hot knife through butter. Like, it was easy work. The fight was over in the sixth round. We didn't even get a chance to get to the second half of the fight.
I mean, you know, he's getting seasoned now. But Benavidez is also seasoned now. He active. This is second fight this year, you know, on a high level. For Andre, this is only the first fight on a high level this year. He was on a big card.
If we being real, Andre ain't fought on a high level his whole career. Not well, opposition wise.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know,
but then he's 35 years old.
I mean,
but
look,
he's 35 years old. He never was that good to me.
I mean, but you going to tell me you ain't see good in that ring against the monster, what he did?
Man, I'm not giving nobody credit for no 1.5 rounds. It's a 12-round fight.
Bruh, but you got to look at what you saw and be like, okay, it's the monster. If that wasn't the monster, look at what this man could do. Like, you ain't looking at that. I'm looking at that.
I'm not. That's like me giving Kell Brook credit against Golovkin.
And you supposed
he
to.
He did some shit in there,
right? He did some shit in that fight, right?
He did, but he got his ass stopped. he got stopped in the 6th round. His corner told him, his daddy in the corner too said, "Nah, we not letting you back out there."
That's what Sugar Hill did.
Matias, let me get to him. Man, Top Rain talked about Matias the best Puerto Rican fighter since Cotto. And I ain't counting Danny because, you know, he was born in America. So I'm not counting. But Matias the best Puerto Rican fighter since Cotto. Matias way better than Zayas. He 10 times better than Berlanga, so they dropped the ball with it. And every time Bill Haney on this show, I need Matias' name to come up. Or they duck it straight like that if he want to be 2-time undisputed. I need Matias' name to come up every time Bill Haney on this show.
Well, you gotta let them win. No, I'm saying
you gotta let them win
first. If they ain't got no belt, they can't be ducking. They gotta get the belt first.
That's true. Yeah, Matias, man, he just a machine, bro. Like, they need to put Matias and Benavidez on the same card from here on out. I feel like, and Canelo really ain't got nowhere to go. And if Canelo beat Benavidez, that'd be his best win in his career. Because if we being real, Benavidez got a better resume than GGG already. If we stack it up win by win.
I mean, so, how, Sway?
Stack it up. What's Canelo's best win?
Canelo's best win?
Yeah.
Shit, pick one, bro. You got a lot. I think he got a lot.
I mean,
he got the Kovalev win.
My bad. I didn't mean Canelo. I meant GGG. I mean, he got a better resume than GGG.
I mean, GGG best win is Jacobs, right?
I'm taking Andre over Jacobs.
Andre. So you could just call his shit on Andre now all of a sudden.
I don't think Danny Jacobs is that good, my brother.
And that's okay, but at the end of the day, one dude, you know, won 2 world titles.
He did. So Andre was better than Jacobs. Jacobs had already got knocked out.
Jacobs, you can't say that because Jacobs won a world title at 68. He won the IBF at 68. Like
Jacobs at 68. Who did he beat?
Dervinchenko for the belt, right?
At 160.
Nah. Oh yeah, you're right. 60.
That was
you're
at
right,
160.
60. You're right.
So
but
I'm
still, that's
Andre
the division
we're
talking about. That's the division we're talking about because it's Gennady's biggest win. So Jacobs being a 2-time 160-pound champ, and Gennady beat him.
That's fine. And Gennady beat him, but David just knocked out Andre, and Andre is better than Jacobs.
But that's what I'm saying. No, he not. Jacobs got bigger wins than Andre. Like, he beat Dervinchenko for the belt. Who the fuck Andre beat for all his belts? No disrespect,
I
but
mean,
it's different. Jacobs,
I feel you.
Jacobs is a higher caliber fighter, and he fought higher caliber.
He did. I feel like Andre on that level. And we can just keep going down the line, but I feel like Benavidez already got a better resume than GGG. That's just my opinion. And, Canelo don't fight. I don't know how Canelo going to get out this fight, honestly. Like, it's just, he couldn't. Benavidez just cleared the division. You feel me? Without being undisputed, he cleared the division.
Not yet. He still got Morrell there. Because
I'm the biggest Morrell fan.
The truth is, there's still going to be people out there that if Canelo fights David next and somehow beats him, they're going to be like, oh, you got to fight Morrell. you got to fight Morrell. So it's like there's always somebody, you know. Floyd said that. You beat them, they build up the next one. We got numbers. He says Canelo counters and stops El Monstro. Yeah, I don't know about all that, man. We ain't even seen him hurt. Did somebody hurt him? I know Greville dropped him, but I think Greville fighting at I gotta check his box records. I feel like he might be fighting at a higher weight. I know he just won some version of the WBC as well not too long ago. But we're going out to the phone lines. Once again, don't take yourself out of queue because you're going to be mad. Khaled, Indiana, what up?
What up, bro? Hey,
chilling.
Man, great fight. First, shout out to the Puerto Rican killer again. Made him quit. I agreed. Whatever my man name is, he was fighting well. He lined him up. But, yeah, my man absorbed, exploded. Easy work. I think that he's going to be ducked at 140. I think guys are going to unify, but they won't necessarily try to undispute. He'll be the IBF champion for the next 12 years and just have to bite a bunch of mandatories because the 140 undisputed, you got to see him. I don't think nobody want to do that. So whoever, you know, whether Devin Haney wins or not, I know that's your man. Shout out to Devin Haney, but I don't think they're going to go over there and fuck with him. Shout out to him. He looked great. Charlo, solid. Looked solid, looked sharp. I thought Jose fought well. He did. He hurt Charlo a couple times to the body. I saw him wincing. I saw him. He fought well. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, you know, I think towards the end it got like a little kind of extra and all that. But, I mean, they was talking heavy shit to each other. So that was probably bound to happen. But I thought Charlo looked sharp. That was a good tune-up fight for him, all against the way smaller man. Probably need him to fight Caleb Plant next. That's a big money fight for him. You got to go get that smack back. That's a good fight. He was at the fight. That was good for him. And last but not least, man, the fucking Mexican monster. He's a problem. That was easy work. Like, business-wise, I don't see why Mr. Alvarez will fight him next. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I fight? Yo, did y'all see? We all saw the same shit. That's a fucking monster over there. I'm going to go over here, fight Munguia, do some A-side shit, keep being the cash cow, fight over here. Let David fight another tough fight. Let him fight David Morrell. Let him get some more wear and tear. Let him do something. He got to go. I do not want to see him next. And I ain't even faulting my man for that. He ain't no bitch. Canelo not no bitch. He ain't no punk. He not ducking. It's just the business of this shit. I'm going, if I got to see him, and I will, that's going to be the last fight on my PBC contract. I'm not walking towards that right now. Let that go. Let that wear and tear a little bit. Because David Benavidez is walking through motherfuckers, bro. He's literally walking through individuals. I said, man, that motherfucker might have been 200 pounds in the ring, bro. You got to be careful. Yo, he might kill. Yo, but I do think that Canelo will be a tough fight. He going to punch them arms. He going to punch them hips. He going to hit them. Like, Dave, you're not going to walk through Canelo. But, you know, that's a 50-50 fight, and we're going to wait for that. All in all, great card. Happy with it. That was a great way to end. Hey, yo, but did you peep PBC right when they had David Andre? They had Jose on the fucking screen instead of David?
Yeah.
Yo, fuck you. That's why we're going out of business. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. We don't care. Budget is gone.
I feel like it's your turn.
Burrow City E counter. He said that's why they going out of business. He crazy.
Yeah, my man. Wow.
Now, listen, man. I just want to say this, but we got to do, man, we got to stop trashing people. Motherfucker talking about this man look like trash, this man look like trash. Bro, we saw some elite work tonight. Like, I don't know if motherfuckers see what they're looking at. I had Andre up. I mean, 2-1-3-0 easy. And then next thing you know, David was just coming on like a burner. He was getting caught, but he wasn't getting caught just again and again and again. He made adjustments. And the next thing you know, he started coming in extra heavy on Demetrius, man, on Andre, man. I'm talking about landing nasty, vicious shit. I mean, from the body to the head. That shit was just vicious, man. And what you call it? Andre looked elite. Andre right now could give Plant hell. He could give Morrell hell. He could give any. He could give any of these motherfuckers right now hell. Like I heard my man, one of them callers earlier said, Canelo win over Charlo over Lil Charlo was better than this win over Andre. Bullshit. 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 Hey, you can say what you want. I promise you, if this Andre showed up and fought Canelo that night with, instead of Lil Charlo, man, Canelo would have been in full war. Canelo would have been in for a war. Man, I'm just calling that shit how I see it. He might would have still got the stoppage, but he would have been in for a war, man. I'm telling you. Like, we got to stop trashing these fighters. And you got, I'm going to use a football analogy, and I'm going to use some big names. I know you don't really watch football, but when Peyton and Manny and Tom Brady used to go against each other in the playoffs, we never called the other one trash because the other one beat the other one. There's some elite mastery we watching right now. We watching the best of the best fight each other. You got to quit knocking these niggas after they take a loss, man. You got to quit knocking these niggas. Demetrius put that shit all on the line. That man going up 3-weight division trying to fight the real boogeyman of boxing right now, dubbed the monster by Mike Tyson. That shit means something. But you got to have respect for what them boys do, man. It's different when you going out there throwing them hands, man. It's easy to call in and talk shit. It's different going out there really putting that shit on the line, throwing them hands in front of thousands, man. Shit to be respected. You know what I mean? And I'm going to just throw this little nugget out there. Matias not going to get no fight at 140. Before I go, I still got another call, but that's it.
Yeah, we keeping it moving. I mean, you do got another call, but I don't want to stack them because obviously we got hundreds of people online right now. Marcus, D.C., what up?
Yeah, what's good, Boxing Voice? You know, men lie, women lie, Boxing Voice archives don't lie. Good card, man, but I don't understand why they ain't had the A-team, why they ain't had Ronaldo and them calling the fight. That was a little strange to me. Listen, man, all them community center coaches, man, if they don't got one fighter, they can't get Boo Boo to a championship with Andre Rozier, man. I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. He either can't get in shape for 160 or he done it that weight. He just shot his load too early. Very similar to Joe Smith against double light heavyweight, man. You gotta tire those power dudes out a little bit. I mean, if you're going to fight that way, he's obviously not a natural 168 Andrade. So you gotta get some rounds under the belt where he's reaching for, he's chasing you and all this other stuff. He shot his low starting in the second round, and he didn't have but two or three rounds of doing that, and then the monster just came. Been telling people about Matias. Matias is going to be a problem for whoever want to fight him. I agree with Double Caller. How he got out of top rank, I have no idea. Good fight card, man, and we'll see. We'll tap in for some more days. I don't see Canelo having a problem with the same style. It won't go the same way. Canelo's more of a natural 68, plus he swings a little bit differently. I told people in the Quigley fight, man, that, you know, Andrade ain't got no power. Anytime you got to put your whole body into it to drop somebody, you don't have enough power for Benavidez. That's my call. Tap in. Great show, TBV.
All right. We got Hawk, Maryland.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up with you?
Ain't too much. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Man, great night of fights, man. Shit, what can I say? Let me see. Matisse, that nigga is a monster. There are two monsters out there tonight because Matisse, oh, my goodness. He takes some shots, though. Ain't he the one to kill somebody in the ring, though?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I see why, man. He may do quit. Dude said he was beating dude up. Dude said his leg hurt. So I guess they stopped it for that. Yeah, he quit. But Charlo's throwing some nice combinations. He in the ring thinking before he throw punches. I think Caleb Plant would clean his clock. Caleb Plant would beat the crap out of Charlo. He was in there with a one-legged dude throwing pity-pat punches and standing in front of him, not even throwing punches, and he couldn't get him out of there. I wasn't impressed with Charlo. I mean, he got nice combinations when he decided to throw him, but against that dude going 12 rounds, I guess he ain't been in the ring for God knows how long, so. I mean, I don't know. I just wasn't impressed. But the monster. Oh, I got to eat my crow because I thought Demetrius could at least drop him because Demetrius was dropping everybody. But, no, the monster came through and destroyed him. So, yeah, I got crow on that one. I mean, David, I can't see Canelo fighting him. Canelo ain't fighting no David. There you go. I don't see Canelo fighting David Ness. That's not happening. You don't want that nigga is a destroyer. I don't know. They got to give him a couple nicknames, bro. He didn't take a lot of shots either. He got hit a couple times. He ain't really take a lot of shots. He got better balance than when he got dropped against Gravel, whatever his name was. He was off balance, walking forward. Wasn't no good shot. You know what I mean? He was just a little jump because he always had his feet, but he stayed on balance. He looked good. He looked good. So I think it was a great card. It was another fight earlier. Oh, the dude that live out here, he did good. He won the belt. What's his name? I forgot his name. But, yeah, it was a great card. It was a great card. I say Caleb Plant beats Charlo, though. But, yeah, that's my card, man.
All right. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to smash the thumbs up. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so, as it's going to help with the visibility of the show. And we're trying to get to the goal of 1 million subscribers. Right now we're on 184,178. So tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe right here to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. If you're on our Twitter,
feel like it's your time, but it's not.
If you're on our Twitter, don't forget to hit the retweet. Trey, I see you. Ortiz, I see you. Hit the retweet, man. What's up? Ortiz, unmute.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, man, good night of boxing. I like the undercard. I feel like the undercard was a good undercard in a boxer had a good undercard in a bit. So I thought, you know, Charlo, Super Matias, you know, did a good show for the undercard. But other than that, you know, like I said, this was a showcase for Benavidez, man. But, hey, Andre did good for the first couple of rounds. You know, I didn't expect that. Started out fast. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Benavidez, you know, he was just levels above Andre. And shit, man, hope that Canelo fights next. I don't know what's happening, if Canelo's ducking him or what, but this shit's got to be happening next. People say it's going to happen in September. I mean, I don't know who's out there for Canelo to fight in May. Shit, people say Munguia, but doesn't Munguia fight in the zone? Like, and he's with Golden Boy, it just wouldn't make sense. I mean, I don't know.
Wilder's fighting on the zone. I don't think Al has an issue anymore.
Well, isn't Munguia, like, contracted with the zone? Like, how does that work? You know what I mean?
Didn't you just hear me? I said Wilder's fighting on the zone. I don't think Al has a problem anymore.
Oh. But that's still, though, that's a Golden Boy fighter, isn't it? Wouldn't that still kind of tie into not happening?
I don't see how.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't want to see Munguia in there. Either way, that's a bad fight. I mean, Munguia needs to fight Berlanga, like a low-level fighter, something like that. Fuck, like, what the fuck? Why is Munguia's not even the same level as Canelo.
He's not,
so,
but somehow he's ranked after his win.
But not in the same level. And you know what Canelo said? He doesn't want to fight Mexicans. So, like, all of a sudden he wants to fight Munguia now just because he doesn't want to fight Benavidez?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
Chavez reporting that they've been quietly negotiating.
Well, I don't know, man.
Not Chavez,
Probox. Well, whoever. I just want to say Andre has bigger balls than Canelo. He's took the challenge, fought Benavidez, got his ass kicked, but, hey, respect. He took the challenge, something that Canelo would never do, but hopefully he does. But hey, that's my call.
All right, brother. Appreciate you calling in. Ortiz on Twitter. If you're tuning in via Twitter, don't forget to hit that retweet for us so we can get more people to the space. We got Venom. Talk to us. Venom. A-Rod. Ariana.
What it do, what it do, Nessie?
What up, what up?
Man, it was a good action. I just want to say, man, that was good. David went out like a champ. I didn't know what was really happening in the corner. I was like, man, is he coming out? Is he not? Is he coming out? Is he not? And then they ended up waving it off. I was like, hell yeah. I was in Buffalo Wild Wings showing my ass. Everybody looking at me like, what the hell? But no, I'd like to see Benavidez versus Canelo. There ain't nowhere else Canelo can fight. There ain't nobody else Benavidez can fight. I mean, they can make bullshit fights, but who wants to see that, you know? I just feel like Canelo, he's going to have to grow some cojones. He wants them. Straight like that. But I was kind of disappointed with the Charlo and Jose fight, though. I kind of wanted Jose to win, but I feel like he lost his head after about the third round. He just started fighting with aggression and emotion. So I feel like that was his default on that one. But besides that's all I got, man.
All right. Appreciate you. Thank you for the check-in, Ariana.
Yes, sir.
Angel, trying you again.
You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, man, this is insane. Like, people really calling in and questioning Canelo cojones. Like, this is insane to me. And I know, Ness, it's 9 o'clock. I know you old, so you ain't got the energy to educate these guys. But, you know, I'm young, so I do got the energy to educate these guys. So y'all got to do y'all homework. Like, y'all really do got to do y'all homework. Canelo fought a boogeyman before who was a harder puncher, who had a way better chin, way better jab.
Who's
that?
That's
Triple G. Triple G in his prime. He took that.
Harder
took that
puncher?
Bro, stop it. How many KOs?
Bro,
how many KOs has David Benavidez had?
I don't
want
to ruin your call. I just want you to know that Benavidez used to spar Triple G a lot.
And used to be Triple G's heavy bag. Let's call what it was. Come on, man. Let's call it. He brought it. Triple G brought him in to be that little, be a heavy bag. We all know what the, come on, man.
Yo, the hate on the Monstro is real because he getting
there
closer.
There ain't no hate.
He getting
no,
closer.
No.
He getting closer
getting
to
closer.
Canelo.
He ain't getting closer.
Look,
Canelo been
scared.
Doing that.
He's scared.
Canelo been doing that.
Bro,
Canelo been fighting boogeyman.
He has. I give you that. Laura was a boogeyman. Gennady was a boogeyman. Fuck. That's about it. But
listen.
But this one is different, bro. This dude sucks down a 68. This kid is a cruiserweight.
And Triple G didn't?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Triple G was a full-time 160 pounder.
Exactly.
Who could have easily went up to 168.
Nah.
Who could have easily went up to 168.
Nah. Bro, the fact that you're trying to compare one punch at a time, Triple G, to this guy, I can see. I can see. You're afraid. Okay.
Bro, come on, bro. Are you serious right now? Are you brainwashed too, Ness?
Brainwashed? So are you saying that the fight does happen Cinco de Mayo? You can't. You can't.
No, it'll happen.
As much as you're trying to say that he got cojones, you can't say he's going to fight him next. Because you know the dude might swerve. Well, stand on it then.
Listen, he ain't going to fight him next because he already got a fight lined up. But he's definitely going to fight him at the end of next year. That's a guaranteed fact. And when Canelo beats him, I don't want to hear he was too big for the weight. He was sucking down on weight. He couldn't make the weight. And I don't want to hear none of those excuses. This is going to be another boogeyman Canelo's going to beat. When Canelo drops him like he does, I like David, like y'all give me credit for these pity pat punches, but come on, man, he ain't punching like Triple G. Triple G was really knocking out people out unconsciously.
But it's not
David hasn't.
Oh man, he's not knocking people out unconsciously. He's beating them to death, bruh. Like, come on, bruh. But listen, man, if you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. We're gonna keep these phone lines moving. We got. Let me just make sure here. I think we got Burrow CE. Do I got another counterpunch from you?
I mean, you said you couldn't stack again to keep the phone line rolling.
Go ahead, champ.
But I don't want to say nothing, but
I'll come back. We'll keep it moving.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Don't worry. Blaze, talk to us.
What up, champ? Seven. I just want to say, man, we got to hear some good fights tonight. You know, definitely after that sour taste in her mouth from 9 days ago with Shakur, man. I think, Jermall Charlo put on a good performance, even though I was very disappointed in him missing weight. But, you know, he's been going through a lot of things, man. He let his hands go, man, 600-something punches. You know, I like that. Jose was a soldier, too. He rolled it out with him all 10 rounds. But, yeah, man, the monster Benavidez is really real. He's really real, man. Mubu showed up in the first few rounds throwing combinations and they was exchanging and all that. But that shit was like Mortal Kombat, man. Benavidez got to knocking his power bar down. You know, looking punches was really just them body shots and just, you know, when he was hitting him, you could just really see him taking away life from the kid. And so, yeah, man, that's a, you know, everybody wants to see what we want to see. We want to see him fight Canelo. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we've been listening, we've been watching all throughout the year, watching the business of boxing, talking more about the business of boxing, and actually seeing the fighters that we really want to fight, really want to see fight, just due to all the politics and everything going on, that, you know, I'm not going to get my hopes up to see David Benavidez fight Canelo, you know, so, but that's what everybody want to see. I really commend him. I became a David Benavidez fan today, just for the simple fact of him being a warrior, and being able to take everything that, you know, the best that Andrade and then just knock him down. And, you know, I want to give a – man, I really want to give respect to Boo Boo, man, because, you know, he did everything he could to just stay in that fight, even though he was getting whooped, pulled the old school move, spit his mouthpiece out, you know, try to give him some time. You know, even when the corner and the refs was coming, he was standing there like a soldier. But, you know, his corner did what they were supposed to be doing. His corner did what he was supposed to. It was a good stoppage. And, yeah, but, nah, man, for anybody who had any doubts about who David Benavidez is at 168 to challenge for that undisputed title, nah, there's no debate right now. There's no debate right now. Like I said, I hate the politics. I hate the business of boxing. Will keep us from seeing that fight. But, you know, one thing we can all say is, man, we got some good boxing tonight. We got some very good boxing tonight. And so I look forward now to see, you know, Haney and Regis. Hopefully give us some good boxing as well. We can end the year all strong. But I do got a question for you, Ness.
What up?
What's the relationship with Bud and Jermall? Him hanging out with Jermall. What's that all about? I don't got the backstory on that. You know any insight on that? As far as
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, Bud ain't a dude to take shit personal, so he got a beef with Jermall, not with Jermall.
Yeah, but... Yeah, bro, I got a brother that's 14 months older than me, but it's like, nah, man, you got beef with one. You got beef with both of them. So that's the one thing I want to end too with that is Jermall and Jermall, man.
Like
they're
kind of
weird, man. I want to see Jermall fight Caleb Plant next, though.
That's the bell, champ. I mean, we see that that's how they is because you seen Demetrius and Jermall was getting along and Andre said the same. But, you know, for any potential callers, just remember that Andre is the guy that, you know, a lot of people would call in to say Canelo had been ducking for three divisions. We got Blessed 1 LA, $2. Canelo would have done Demetrius worse. Face with tears of joy. We got Colt Hammer with the $5.55. Showtime Boxing is shutting down. Where do you think PBC is going? Hopefully, the zone, man. I'm still hoping for the zone. Larry OG with the $10. Right now, 140 has too many big fights that can be made without Matias. I think he should petition to fight Boots next, and Carmel look good in his fight. He's already up on YouTube. Check it out. Yeah, is it a real YouTube or someone's, you know, that they, like, uploaded? Like, you know, or is he getting some real love out here in these boxing streets? We trying A-Rod again. A-Rod, don't know how to work. And Mike Mike from West Texas. A-Rod, jump out, jump back in. Looks like you ain't got it. Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hey.
I ain't gonna say I told you so, but I told you so, man. I had it. I had the monster stopping them. Stoppage. I didn't call the round, but I knew Boo Boo was gonna run out of gas, man. And hey, I wanted to say, Ness, you know, I know that you're a big believer of, like, you know, talking into existence and, you know, putting it in the air. So we definitely need to put this in the air. We need to get to work, man. We need Nello to fight the monster. We ain't trying to see him fight Munguia. Nobody trying to watch that. Trying to watch him fight the monster. And I think Nello does have the chin, man, to keep up with him, you know. Only thing that I'm concerned is, you know, I really do believe that Benavidez he's gonna keep pushing. He's going to push Nello. But as far as Nello having a chin, though, we all know he got a chin. He ain't never been dropped.
Yeah, but you can have a chin. It's look at all them shots you're going to take, bro. It's too much.
I mean, Nello has boxed a whole lot more rounds than the monster, man. So we know he could take punches, man. We know that he can go 12 rounds.
Bro,
you know, Nello said,
let me ask you a question, bro. When have you seen Canelo land a four punch combination?
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
Andre landed like five punch combinations on this dude. He hit him with two uppercuts, made his head go back like a Pez. Beat him to the body, came up to the head. Like, bro, Canelo not going to do that. He not going to do that. And you see Andre was throwing with all his might. Them punches had leverage. Benavidez is like armor, bro. You ain't chipping at it. He puts that guard up and it's like, man, you done, motherfucker? Boom, boom. Like, bro, he was throwing right hands at Andre's neck. That when he was blocking him, it was still pushing him. I don't know. Canelo got great head movement, lateral movement, but he ain't throwing four punch combinations, and he ain't got one punch power. So how you gonna stop Benavidez? Hell yeah, into it.
That's what I'm telling you, Ness. Like, this is the reason why it needs to happen, because so many people around the world have it figured out on how the fight's going to turn out. We need to see this fight. That's why we need to push it. We don't need to push this Munguia stuff, man.
He's even older, too. You kidding me? Y'all crazy. Yo, Canelo, he don't want this fight, bro. Canelo like 34 years old with a bum knee with 700 rounds boxed. Y'all fucking...
Nello said it himself, man, on the $1 million worth of game. He said it himself, man. Oh, no, on Breakfast Club. He got like 4 or 5 years left in him, bro.
Not after this fight. He take
hey, great
this
call.
Fight.
Hey, I appreciate
gonna,
you, Ness.
I appreciate you, too. He take this fight, he going to be on that Conor McGregor boat because he going to get paid. He's going to get paid, so he's going to buy him a little Lamborghini boat, and him and his wife, they're going to chill. It's over. He take this fight, he's going to take years off his life. I'm telling you. It's not. Bro, Brandon, if you listening, send me the scene from Rocky, bro. It's all bad for you. This they don't need this. Canelo don't need this style. He don't. Like, Canelo takes breaks. Canelo fights in spurts. Benavidez don't take no breaks. He's all gas all 3 minutes, man. Average Boxing Fan Counterpunch.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, we got to stop comparing Canelo and Bubba in the same sentence, bro.
I mean, that's he's the guy that Canelo avoided
wild,
for like three divisions.
That's wild.
He didn't fight him for three
wild
divisions.
Wild as fuck. Hell no. You got a whole reel on you, or it's you and Danny talking shit about Andrade. And
I mean,
was in a big
could,
up David on
we
that
could
shit.
Talk.
Hell no.
We could talk. We could talk
Hell
shit,
no.
But at the end of the day, he got three divisions that Canelo fought in, and Canelo didn't fight him. So, you know.
Yeah, but we can't compare him at all. That's crazy talk. That's wild as fuck, bro. We feeding in big time into fucking
Do you
what
believe Canelo fighting him in May? Who's Canelo
no,
fighting in May?
No, because you said it yourself. You taught me this. You taught me this. You said we ain't getting it until September. So that debate is done because you told me yourself.
I mean,
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope these pay-per-view numbers did good, but from the sound of these callers, fuckers stole it.
I paid for that shit, bro. I paid for
me
it because I want to see the fight next. But from the looks of the arena, and I don't think the sales are going to be that great. You think it does better than Plant?
I hope, man. I hope he had momentum. You know, it's his second one. But Plant was a bigger attraction because he was coming off the Canelo fight and the rail knockout.
Hey, yo, bro, see, dog, I heard you earlier, bro, talking about Mike Tyson gave him the name, bro. Man, fuck Mike Tyson. That dude lost to Buster Douglas. Just
bro,
like Theo lost to
you
Ken Bosa, bro.
You hating,
Not
bro.
Hating. I'm just
you
being
hating.
A realist, dog.
You can lose and still be a legend. You can't take away Mike's legendary status, and you can't take away the fact that a legend in the game gave the Mexican monster a name and not Canelo.
Canelo's a made man, bro. He don't need no Mike Tyson to give him no name. Canelo
you heard
is
Stephen
the name.
A.
That's
Smith.
Just a brand, bro. It's
you
a
heard
brand.
Stephen A. Smith. I'd
Who
like to see Canelo
Smith?
With a guy like
list?
That.
Stephen A. Smith is a basketball
animal. He's a guy with a big platform. He's a guy with a big platform that has a lot of casuals here that he can sell a narrative that Canelo's avoiding the Mexican monster.
He's deleted.
He's just a basketball analyst, bro. That's it.
Yeah. You know he's more than
that. Yeah, I had to come and defend Little Venom, too, bro, because you were picking on him about that. You said stand on it that he's going to fight him in May.
Stand on it,
bro.
You know, you can't stand on it. You know why you can't stand on it. You know why? Because Canelo. You know why he can't stand it? Because Canelo ain't see that fight. Because he don't even want to act like Benavidez exists. He don't want to act like Benavidez exists. But you know who seen that fight?
It's a business, though.
Reynoso seen that fight,
and we know what's gonna happen.
My boy Eddie Reynoso vio la pelea, and he's like El Diablo. We ain't fighting. Bro, you got to bring a bat in the ring to hurt him. Can't Canelo hurt him? That's what we got to see, man. I got Supermax with the $5 super chat. I said Charlo said was doing the Mayweather Marquez, and these rookies laughed at me. David closing the gap. Canelo letting him get better and bigger. Not according to Average Boxing Fan. The arena was empty. Fight for Life, $2, celebrating his third Super Chat on the TBV live stream. Benavidez is the truth. Fire emoji. I called 7th round TKO. Salute to you. Hopefully you put some bread on it if that's where the round it was. If you're watching it right now on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that haven't found us yet. They don't know that we do, you know, multiple shows per day. And we're looking for you to subscribe right now. We're at 184,185. I'm trying to get to 185,000 before this end this live stream. We got Jay in Dykeman. All right, then.
One, two, one, two. Can you hear me?
Tiene miedo. Eso es miedo.
Can you hear me?
No tengo nada que decir.
We hear you.
Who is we?
You and I.
Yo. Okay.
plus the rest of the audience.
All fight card was fucking super today. Everybody, I picked all the winners. Of course, you know I picked Michelle Rivera. I've been watching him fight for a long, long time. And who came after him was, I was talking about Lamont Roach. Remember I said I watched his fight last night?
You did, yo. I remember that shit.
So he won. But I knew he was going to win anyway because Hector Garcia just, for some strange reason, he had all the smoke for
Colbert.
Yes, Colbert. But for nobody else, everybody else was like hurting him or something. I was like, dang, really? But anyway, and Hector is from, I didn't know he was Dominican.
What? Yeah, old
I didn't.
News. Old news.
I didn't know. But there's not too many Dominicans that held actual boxing belts. He held one.
I mean, he ain't really hold one. He ain't defend it.
Well, he did defend it.
He won the interim.
Lost.
He won the interim, and then he fought.
That was,
all right, man. Go
ahead. I'm listening.
He won the interim for Colbert. Then he fought Gutierrez for the full belt. Then he lost the Tank at 35. Then he came back down to fight his mandatory and lost.
Okay, but he did have a belt.
Holy shit.
That's crazy. Because I don't remember any Dominicans having belts.
What? Do you not remember Jason Rosario having the fucking unified championship at 54? And you forgetting? Yes. And you forgetting?
Sorry, I'm
you
sorry.
Forgetting,
I'm sorry.
Baby Mike Tyson, Yoan Guzman. What's wrong with you, B?
Bro, you know what? I'm getting old, man.
What about Jonathan Rodriguez? Like 118 pound bantamweight.
You know what
poor kid won a world title, went home, and they robbed his ass. That's how bad
you know what really, really floated and made the whole night worth everything?
What's that?
When Charlo won.
Why when Charlo won?
Because he hasn't fought in 2 years, and I've always been Charlo fans. I mean, I like boxing.
That made it worth it for you to watch him win. That's dope.
Yeah, because, you know, when you fall out like that mentally and you don't really know what the fuck to do and you going through shit with your wife, I went through shit with my wife, man, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, I came back off of that. He came back off.
You may feel like it's your
Ortiz, time. Ortiz, counter.
Yeah, but it's not right. Your time.
Peace.
Peace.
Yo, what's up? I had to come back on here. Ness.
I hear you.
So you're saying Benavidez or Canelo's ducking Benavidez?
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, is he going to fight him next?
I mean, it kind of sounds like it because you're saying he's avoiding the question, all that. I mean, come on, Ness. That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I think.
What do you think?
I think Canelo's avoiding Benavidez these last 3 years.
Damn.
That, you know, that's what I think. Come on, think about it. He suddenly fights for the WBC WBC title win after Benavidez gets stripped, right?
I mean, he didn't tell Benavidez to get stripped.
I know, but like, why all of a sudden do you want to fight for the belt after he gets stripped? Why not? Before, and he was already at super middleweight, you know, but and like you say, he voiced the question, like, come on, man, we got to stop, you know, like, you know, beating around the bush. Canelo is ducking Benavidez, and I don't even know if he's going to fight him in September. We don't know, and we have no idea, like, nothing's official, and especially the way, like we say, Canelo's, like, a voiced the question, so that's, like, even, like, less, like, you know, like, that's, you know, he's like avoiding the question. So that's, you know, no fight. You know, that doesn't give me any guarantee that he's going to make the fight happen. Like, I mean, I don't know why people are just kind of just bagging Canelo. I mean, he gets a lot of help from the WBC, I feel like, you know, making, what's his name? The mandatory for Canelo, who he fought in Miami. What's his name?
Yeardom.
He ended up fighting 2 years. How was he the mandatory over Benavidez?
It was the situation with Darrell.
What do you mean? That he had a draw with him?
It's the same shit like Manuel Char, man. Sometimes these sanctioning bodies owe...
I mean, we already know these sanctioning bodies. They're already, like, fucking messed up. Like, they're weird as fuck how they operate. So, I mean, I'm just going to take it as that. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, why are we waiting so long for this fight with Benavidez and Canelo? I mean, like, what the fuck, like... Why is Canelo fighting Charlo? Small Charlo. Why is he fucking fighting Triple G, 4 years old? Like, I don't know, man. I hope he does take the fight.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, brother. I mean, the pay per view did 575,000 pay per view buys. You cannot act like people weren't saying Canelo's ducking Triple G. You and maybe hundreds of thousands of others thought Triple G was old, but there was many people that wanted that fight, and that's why they made that much money.
Wait, who wanted that fight? I never wanted that. I mean, I guess.
My brother, they sold 575,000 pay-per-views.
Imagine what Canelo Benavidez, how much they would sell. Fuck that. How much do you think Benavidez and Canelo would sell? Why we wait, man? Come on, make this fucking fight. Well,
I think the fight is only getting bigger. I mean, you know, Benavidez is doing...
I mean, I guess marinated, but come on, man. Like,
no, it's not about like, marination for me. I'm not a promoter. I'm not trying to marinate. I'm just stating the obvious. With Benavidez having these two performances this year, his name is bigger. It's bigger. It's
I mean,
just
yeah,
bottom
I
line.
Give you that. I mean, yeah, but I mean, I don't give... Like, for me, I don't give a shit about that, you know, like... Hardcore fan of me wants to see this fight, you know. I mean,
but
if people
dude,
are going to miss out, then...
That was the bell,
okay.
Champ. That was the bell. All
right, man.
You're the man.
Sounds good.
What up?
Demetrius. It ain't Boo-Boo. It's, hey, fuck Canelo. Fuck Canelo, Andrade, man. Now, he did well, man. Hey, what shot you think you hurt him? What shot you think hurt him? You think
that,
it was the overhand, right?
Yeah, that right hand, bro. That shit had his eye fucking jumping out.
Now, yeah, you seen his eye look up to the damn jumbotrons and shit?
Shit looking crazy. I thought that shit was about to pop out.
Hey, but you didn't peep the right rib shot? I think it was round three. I think he broke his shit, man. I think he broke his rib because peep after he came back out, how were his jabs looking? Terrible. He was doing, not moving. He wasn't doing anything. He started, that stick was gone. And he was really fighting off Will right there. So when you go back,
fight,
I know you're going to, yeah, I know when you're going to check it out, you're going to see, like, oh, shit. Yeah, Sean did say that right. He hit him with a right rib shot, and it woke his whole ass up, man. I think he broke one of his top ribs. So when you see it again, you'll see which one I'm talking about. I think it was round three. It might have, yeah, I think it was end of round three, because round four he got caught with the overhand right?
Yep.
So closing out to round three, he hit him with a big pop, but I had a good time watching that fight, but I watched the Cormell on there too, and after that caller said it was on YouTube, man, this guy just one and done. He ain't worried about none of these little fighters he's fighting. He's knocking all these little fools out. He has a nice right hand, too.
Nah, he's a beast, man.
Yeah, but that quality is shit. So whoever is recording it, they're right next to, I don't know, a speaker or a jumbotron. It's just the audio quality is shit. The video quality is good, though. But ain't no problem with that. But, man, Michelle was looking good tonight, though.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted a little bit more out of that performance, and there was times I wanted him to be a little bit more active, but he you know.
Compared
to
his Frank fight.
Yeah, compared to his Frank, how he didn't make any type of – he didn't try anything new in the Frank
fight. I don't think I've seen anything different in this fight. It just wasn't Frank.
Yeah, I see that too. I see where you're going with that. I just like the way I was with one of my boys, and, you know, he was like, man, who the fuck is that? He looked just like Ali. And he seen the trunks, and I started laughing. I was like, man, that's what this dude go by, man. So he was like, man, this shit is giving me some flashbacks right now of watching some film. So I started laughing at that. I'm like, yeah, man, you gonna like seeing him fight. He's a good fighter, but, you know, he wasn't fucking with Frank, man. So we seen how he got done in that. And then who was goddamn Subaru? I was watching that shit while I was driving. That's dangerous as hell. But I was with my kids and shit, my nephews. And we was all watching it while we were driving. They're like, oh man, Ergachev gonna get on him. I said, nah, man, he gonna let him tire his ass out. And he gonna get in there and wear him out. And that's what happened, man. That dude, yeah, man, he hits hard. But I would love to see him and Dev get in there. You know, I'd love to see him and Dev get in there after Dev gets seasoned up at the 40. Take this title real quick from Rougarou. Cut that weight down, Pro Gray. You know what I mean? Get him in there, and after that, I don't know. Hey, you think Rolly even going to defend?
I don't know if Rolly's going to defend.
He was out at the fight. I don't know if he's going to defend, man. He was out there. He act like he didn't see the camera on his face. He knowing that damn camera's on. Rolly is crazy. Rolly is crazy as hell. Other than that, man, I'll see you December 9th, man. We're going to be in there. Whatever you post the location, I might pop up at whatever pregame thing y'all doing.
You may feel like it's
Appreciate you. We got Ivan, 2 counter punches. Damn, Ivan, don't tell me. Oh, there you go.
No, you hear me? No, you hear me now, right? Hey, man. What you think of the fight?
I loved it, bro.
Yeah,
Benavidez is a monster for real, bro. He's a fucking monster. That dude is like, how you gonna slow him down, bro?
I know you slow him down. I mean, he is a monster, bro. This is the first fight where I finally think, because, I mean, hey, if you heard me through the years, I'm a big Canelo fan. But it's the first time I'm like, okay, he finally deserves the fight, but he ain't gonna get it.
Why not?
Hey, is the Bivol better be fight? Is that a done deal?
Bivol better be?
Yeah.
Nah, that ain't a done deal. Better Beef got a fight with Anthony with what the fuck is his name, bro?
Nah, I mean, but do we expect it to be a done deal?
Nah, because Bivol got a fight on December 23rd. I just can't remember his name. Lyndon Arthur.
You can't remember his name. So
I said Lyndon Arthur.
But that's a win, right?
I mean, he should win, but Lyndon Arthur beat Anthony Yard before.
I know that shit happens, but he should win. Nah, you know what's going to happen? Bro, he might fuck around and fight Munguia or fucking Charlo, because Charlo looked decent. He looked pretty good. I know it was
bro,
Jose.
Bro, why do you keep saying that shit? Y'all crazy.
Nah, he looked good. He looked fucking good.
How, bro? He was getting
you don't
hit
think he looked good?
As much. He got hit more than
no,
his
that's
mo-
what I'm
the Montiel
saying.
Fight.
He looked good. What'd you say? What?
He got hit more than the Montiel fight.
Nah, I mean, that's all right. You know what he's going to say? He's like, hey, I came overweight. I trained for 3 weeks. That's what he's going to say. He's going to be like, hey, I'm ready for the next fight. I'm just talking about he might fight him for the next. And
so,
in September, when everyone...
So you want Jaime, Jamal, then Benavidez?
No. I'm saying when everybody... He's going to either get Jaime or Jamal. Everybody going to think Benavidez, and he's going to fuck around and get undisputed 75. And I'm not saying he's going to win, but that's what he's going to fuck around and do. Watch. That's what he's going to do. He's going to surprise all y'all. He's going to be like, man, fuck Benavidez, man. You think you going to beat Plant, which I did in 1 year? You going to fuck around. Like, you going to beat Andre. You going to, like, I heard you earlier. You said Andre was a better win than Jermell.
You may feel like it's your time.
Go ahead. You pay for two.
No, I know, I know. I'm waiting for you to answer. You said earlier, you said Andre was a better win than Jermell, right? It's a 54 coming up, right?
I mean, who did better?
No, no, no. That,
who
yeah.
fought
who
better?
Did Andre beat at 54? Who did Andre beat at 60? Nah, honestly.
Bro, Andre, I think, beat Mardarosian. Mardarosian at 54.
And Mardarosian knocked him down. Yeah.
Okay,
like,
but
he
beat him.
Yeah. No, no, no. That's a good win, but, I mean, a lot of people beat Mardarosian. I'm just saying. That's a good win, but honestly,
funny,
stars make fights. Stars make fights. You know this. You know
you
this.
Don't want the fight. You
while.
Don't want the fight. You
no,
want
no,
the
no.
Fight.
I want the fight. Honestly, I wish we would have got the fight right now. I mean, Benavidez, bro, he, like you. I know you know boxing. You see him. He honestly stops punching anytime someone comes at him. He stops punching. You got to break. He's a triple G, but less. You know, he ain't that. Like, he ain't got the power. He ain't got – oh, he ain't stop Plant. He ain't – okay, tell me. Why didn't he stop Plant? I know Plant was hugging this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Plant was
yeah.
hugging. You said it. You said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Plant was hugging. And he stopped Andre because Andre was in a real 68. We all knew this shit. I want to see the fight. Nah, see, you switch up. You switch up, Ness. You switch up, Ness. I swear, I can't wait to the fight. I can't wait to the fight, Ness. I wish you, I hope you have a fucking
you.
Fight party.
Yo, this
I'll pull up.
Saying.
I'll pull up, Ness.
Fans
I hope
go
it's in Texas, too. Nah. See, even the old man Canelo, bro, look, fucking David, man, he's great. He's fast combinations, but he's, man, who has – everybody was bigging him up. He beat Caleb Plant. Canelo beat Caleb fucking Saunders 1 year. And then, okay, he beat Andre now. Good win. Now I think if it was up to me, I ain't his fucking manager. I was like, shit, give him the fight now. Beat him now because that is true. Canelo's getting older. Fucking Benavidez is getting better. Get his ass now. Do a fucking Mayweather move right now. But I ain't. But that's what Canelo's going to do. Watch. He's going to be like, okay, May, I'm going to get fucking Charlo or fucking Munguia. September, everyone's going to be like, oh, Benavidez? Nah, he going to move back up to 75.
You
that's my call.
Like it's your turn.
Champ, Ivan, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you. Counterpunch. For surely, Sean, what up?
Jermall Charlo was spicy. And he was accurate. He looked good in there. He looked comfortable in there. I forgot to speak on that, man. So, you know, I had to double back about the man. I forgot to tell you. He was looking good, man. My wife, she was in there. She was in there driving, trying to text me, like, what's it looking like? What is it looking like? I'm like, man, you need to bring your ass here. You too far away. You need to see him get out. You know, so she got back, opened the door real quick, like, what's going on? What round is it? Said, man, look, the main fight's coming on right now. I don't know where you've been at. You took too damn long to go 10 minutes away. I don't know what's going on. Man, but she blamed it on the kids. You can't blame it on the kids, Ness. You know what's going on. That was crazy. Hey, he looked good, though. He looked like 2.5 years. I didn't see 2.5 years worth of rust. You know what I mean? I seen maybe a good 9 months worth of rust. You know, he could work on his head movement, getting out of there. He did really good catching, shooting that damn power jab was stiff. You know, and Benavidez, man, that little motherfucker, he had heart. His ass was getting popped. Head getting popped back, you know, but he still had heart. And I was just telling Charlo, trying to yell at the TV, man, hit that body. When he took that deep breath, I think it was in round 6, he took a big, deep breath. And I was like, oh, yeah. He hit that body, man, because he was looking chunky at, what he weighing at?
162.
You talking about Benavidez or
yeah, Benavidez was looking chunky. He was looking chunky.
Yeah,
no,
he was only like 161.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, he was looking chunky at it. I think if you know, if he worked out a little bit more, man, he could be fine at you know, at 60. He'll be all right. Cause he knocked out old boy at 54 his last fight, right? And then right before that he fought Danny.
Yeah, I mean he got a stoppage, but it wasn't with anybody we know.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, just to get him ready. I don't know, but he was looking chunky, man. So I'm like, dude was. I don't know if you remember when Canelo fought Bivol, man, and Canelo was in there. He was looking chunky at 70. What did he fight him at?
75.
He was looking chunky, so I'm like, shit, that's what it reminded me of in there. Cause he was looking real beefy, so. But he did a great job, man. Maul, you can still tell he's going through some shit.
Word.
And, you know, he told everybody to stop, but you can tell he's still going through some shit. So, you know, I salute the man, and he did what he needed to do to get in there and get that W.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Really Rock, what up? Twitter, Really Rock, what up? Gotta to unmute. All right, we going to A-Rod, trying you again. My man having zero success with unmute, champ. All right. Who we got? Rod in North Carolina.
Yeah, tremendous, tremendous card. Matias, I think, is going to clean out the 140-pound division if they fight it. He just really looks impressive. He always looks impressive to me. He comes out in the first round. He don't throw much or do much. It's like he downloads. And then after that first round, he just come to get you. You hear me?
I hear you perfect.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, I think he'll run through 140 pounds. David looked real good. Real good. I like the way he cut the ring off and the jab. The jab was killing that. Don't people realize how dangerous his jab is. I mean, he had Andre Ives starting to welt up third round, and then the shot to the body. And then he added in a lead right hand. I don't think people saw the lead right hand he was throwing. He was throwing a lead right hand. He getting better and better and better. And he also wouldn't let Andre tie him up. Andre was trying his best to tie him up, but he really tries to get out of those clinches. He don't really let his opponent tie him up. And with that jab that he's throwing, it's going to be tough for Canelo, but I don't know if it'll happen. But I think what needs to happen is the onus needs to be put on the media. The media has to be the one to make this fight. They have to be the one. The national media, even podcasts like yourself, y'all got to be the one that push this fight, and it'll happen. If any manager, promoter listening, I'll pay over $100 or $100 for the pay-per-view. Trust me, I will pay for that. It's worth it because you're going to have two warriors in there. You know, I'm not going to try to go back and forth with the Canelo folks that's trying to rationalize why this fight shouldn't happen. This fight should happen. This fight should happen. Whoever win, win. Whoever lose, lose. But the people will pay and come and see this fight. That's my call.
All right, champ. Rod in the 870. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're enjoying all these immediate reaction calls. Go ahead and hit that thumbs up. Help with the visibility of the show. If you're on our Twitter Spaces, X Spaces, go ahead and retweet. Get more callers on here. We're going out to Mark in Miami. What up?
What up? How's my audio?
Straight.
Alrighty. I mean,
I'm just glad because I brought my friends out. We went out to go out to fight. I invited them out, and it was a good card. All the fights were pretty exciting. Yeah, I hate to see Garcia that is gonna bounce back. Yeah, nah, it really happened. But second round, I'm like, you know, he was just really like the previous caller said. He really was just downloading information, just staying there, and then he just came out hot and just walked him down. I'm like, man, and I think that performance also made me a little intrigued to see, you know, how like, you know, Devin really is gonna go, because they're gonna go ahead and start collecting straps up there as well, or is he just gonna, if he wins, he's just gonna like defend that WBC strap. As far as Charlo, I mean, I enjoyed his performance just by everything he was going through. Now, as far as David Benavidez, I got a question, because he's the interim, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And he was fighting, you know, they gave him a belt because that was for his interim status, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that was his third time fighting for interim status. How many times does he have to fight for the interim status before he actually fight for the full belt?
Well, they mandated. They said it's next, but you know how that go.
Yeah, man. I want to see it, especially, too, because they both Mexicans. You know that Mexican style. They coming forward. They going to meet in the middle of the ring. We got to see it. We need 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 it. But all in all, I think it was a good card. I enjoyed myself, and that's pretty much my call.
Appreciate you calling in, champ. Appreciate you calling in. Go ahead and hit that thumbs up if you're watching this. We going out to Jay. Talk to us.
What's up, Ness? How you doing? How's everything going with the fights tonight? You guys holding it down. I really appreciate it. And we got a lot of people on here. I think on YouTube says you got over 900 people listening, so that's good on you guys on a fight night for sure.
Appreciate
it. Going into the fight, and you got it. You guys are doing it right, so I appreciate you guys too. But man, Ness, we really need your help. We really gotta help get some people through this WBWD epidemic. We really got some problems. Like, I mean, watching boxing while drinking is a real problem, man. The guy that called earlier who said, like, Andrade was like a little Triple G or something. No, I'm sorry. No, and I think you agree. You know, Andrade, great boxer, great mover. But that's what really impressed me about Benavidez tonight, that he was up against a real challenge, a guy that can definitely hit better than Plant, and he was able to get through that. He found ways, like you said, blocking, parrying the shots. But then when it came on to turn it on, he just brought the heat. And Andrade has never looked that vulnerable in any of his fights that I've seen over that sustained amount of time. So for David to do that to Andrade, very impressive. And I got to give props to Andrade. He came with it. Both those guys gave us an exciting fight. We really need that in boxing. Hey, may the best man win and move to the next. Like, I like Andrade's attitude. Hey, he lost, but you know what? He's going to come back, and he's going to find his way to back through. I don't like the excuses he made either. I know that rubbed people the wrong way, but he said he's going to come back and try to go at it again. And that's what we want from boxers. Give it your all. Go against best versus best, and the guy who wins cleanly, next man up. Next man up for Benavidez, as we all know, we'd love it for it to be Canelo. Unfortunately, Canelo is doing a weird thing. With Triple G, he was literally waiting it out, you know, until Triple G gets to be a 33-year-old. He's not in his prime at that time. The guy that called earlier about he was fighting Triple G in his prime, no. Triple G was already past prime, but he had enough in the tank to beat Canelo that first fight. Pretty much go, probably would say, draw the second fight. Yeah, he did lose the third fight when he was 37 years old, right? But we're seeing Canelo at 33 right now. Avoid the younger fighters who are coming up to him. And that's what I don't like seeing. But hopefully this is going to show people that, look, they cannot avoid Benavidez anymore. Get the guy your weight. Forget Bivol, because that's going to be a harder dream to go after. Unless you're willing to take Bivol's challenge to come down to 168 and fight after your titles, Canelo. But we all know he didn't want that. He didn't want that smoke. Not right now. I don't know about next. How do you feel about those things? Do you think Benavidez should be next? Do you think he should give Bibble the shot at 168 titles, just like Bibble gave him a shot at the 175 titles? What's your take on it?
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Certainly would want, you know, for Benavidez to be next for Canelo. I don't want Canelo to give Bivol a shot at the undisputed because it's just going to push Benavidez out of the way. I don't care about Canelo's rematch. We want Benavidez. I got John with a $2 celebrating his first super chat on a live stream. He said, dope-ass card. Fight was lit. Watched it live. Salute to you, champ. Appreciate the support. Appreciate you tuning in with us here on YouTube.com, where I hope you guys have subscribed. And if you haven't done so, go ahead and do so right now. We are at 184,192. We're trying to get to 185,000. Maybe you can help us with that. Now is the time to subscribe if you haven't already done so. We got Marsberg says $5. Is Haney going to avoid Matisse? Let's let Haney win the belt first before we start saying he's going to duck other people. And remember, the Matisse is always going to be last. There's always going to be bigger, quote-unquote, bigger fights than Matisse, which are Ryan, Teo, and I think that's it. Ivan with 4 counter punches.
Hey, bro, you hear me?
We hear you.
All right, you hear that? That's called, see, it's starting right now. See, everybody want to say Tank is the next one up. And I feel like Haney, it's Haney. See, you feel that hate building up right there. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, Haney's the man. Canelo's the man, and you hear that right there. The last caller, what do you say? I don't want Canelo, Bivol, and that's who you have before this right now. I'm talking about when Canelo fought Bivol. If it was Benavidez, Bivol, who do you have? Who would you favor at 175? Because that's what weight Canelo fought him at.
I mean, I don't know how Bibble's gonna. I mean, I don't know how Benavidez gonna
tough,
look.
Right? No. I'm talking about. I mean, it's tough because it's hindsight. It's like it's back then. I'm just saying, Canelo fought him back then. He lost. Styles make fights. I know Benavidez is talk all that shit, but man, Benavidez, he knows what it takes to make the fight. Honestly. I'm the biggest fucking Canelo fan because you know why? Because, yo, who has the best resume in box? Canelo. Who's doing the biggest events? Canelo. If it was some other guy, that's my guy. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of boxing. I'm just saying, it's Canelo right now. Until he retires, it was Mayweather before. It was Oscar before. It was fucking Tyson or Chavez, whatever. But it's Canelo right now. And I'm just saying that's the guy. Whether you like it or not, that's the guy. And until otherwise, Benavidez knows the answer. If he really wants to, he's a big-ass motherfucker. Man, if he really wanted that Canelo fight, fuck fighting Canelo's leftovers, man. He's fucking beat up on Bivol like he said he did in sparring. And, man, I be calling in all day saying, hey, he beat the guy that you beat, that you lost to, man, step up. But nah, he fought Plant and beat Plant. And, I mean, he didn't knock him out, but he beat him up pretty bad. But that's something Canelo did in 1 year. So it's tough to defend. He beat today Andrade, a guy who, in my opinion, Jermell would have done work with. Jamal with a beat up. You know what I mean? It's like, do you disagree?
I don't think I can't say Jamal would have beat Andre, bro. This version of Andre
I mean, not right tonight.
No,
I know, not right now. See, ooh, you see, that's what I love about the show. Not right now. I'm talking about, because he didn't fight Jamal right now. I'm just talking about a Jamal, like an old Jamal, because you know how we go back and forth about he's been ducking fucking Andrade for years. Well, who was the man at 54 when Canelo was at 54? Lara. Not Jamel, not Jamal, not Andre. He beat him. Who was the man at 160 when Canelo was at 160? Triple G. He beat him. Who was the man at 168? Well, fucking Benavidez was a nobody at the time, you know? He lost his title. That's on him, man. Lay off the coke. Make weight. You know what I mean? And honestly, I don't know if you watch all these shows. I mean, shit, I watch everything. I watch fucking Benavidez talking about going up this 175, and he talks about fucking Colin Smith being a challenge. Well, Canelo beat that at 168, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, it's like Benavidez is definitely like, today he showed, finally he showed, okay, I'll be something worth, like, I deserve a shot. Even then, he might not get it, you know what I mean?
I hear you, man. I hope he gets it.
Nah, me too. Trust me. I would love nothing more than him getting him right now. Shut all these motherfuckers up. Because I see a guy who is talented, man. Fast punches, this and that. Moves fucking, you know. But, man, it ain't it. That ain't the style of East Canelo, honestly. Like, if anything we saw from today is Andre showed a good jab will keep him away. Just Andre didn't have the chin. We saw that from the fourth round. Not even, because the fourth round, honestly, he got hit with a good shot, but the knockdown was he pushed him down, in my opinion. He ain't like, he was caught. If he didn't get caught with a good shot, he wouldn't have gone down as easy as he did, but it was a good shot. All you need to do is have a good chin and be able to withstand those punches. Fucking Benavidez, he stands straight up still. He's got fast hands, but man, that body is wide open. Like, we all knew what Andre was. He has no power. Great boxer. Great fucking boxer, man. That's the one thing that Caleb had that Andre didn't. That's why Caleb survived. Caleb had the size.
You may feel like it's your time.
Andre was a blown-up.
But it's not your time.
54-pounder. He wasn't a real 68. But, man, I wish we would see that fight next. Honestly, I wish we would see. I wish fucking Benavidez, for all that fucking huffing and puffing he does, man, he's fighting. I wish he would be like, okay, you know what? I'll fight Benavidez. I'm going to jump up. You fought Kovalev? The old man, I'm going to fight the young bull you lost to and show you how you really do it, and I'll beat him. But nah, see, all that shit he talks, like, hey, I'll beat him over sparring. You know, why you think he don't do it? Yeah, he won't even fight Morel. Why? Because he don't want to risk that payday. He's just like the rest of them. He ain't trying to risk the payday. He fight Andre because why? Andre got knocked down in his last fight. We all knew Andre was a great boxer, but no chin. Caleb Plant, great boxer, no punch. So, you know what I mean? All right, that's my call. All
right, champ. All right. Appreciate you. Really Rock, unmute. Figured that out yet? You got to unmute your mic, champ, on Twitter. Okay. He still ain't figured that out. Jeremiah. No, Jeremiah. You got to unmute, Jeremiah. All right. We got a few callers here. This looks like Tampa. Give me a sec here while I get to this. In the 813. Alan, what up?
All right, Ness. What's happening, baby?
My bad. Alan, what up?
De Fajardo, Puerto Rico.
What's
up, man? How you doing, Ness? How you doing? We got...
Chilling.
Subriel Matias, we got our tenant, man. So yeah, Subriel Matias was landing that nasty sneaky body shot on Herbisher the whole night, man. You know, and you can tell he was feeling it. So there you go, man. He's not one to fuck with at the moment. I think, you know, the inside game is no joke, and I don't even think we got to see enough of him that fight, you know. And it ended earlier in his last fight. And his last fight, he got hit more, but still ended the fight by TKO, KO. So, you know, he does have good punch resistance for sure, you know. But did you see when he got hit the first round, and, like, right when the fight started, he, like, stumbled a little bit? I think
he smiled.
Right? What'd you say?
I said he smiled when he got hit.
Back
in the first round.
Yeah, you know, I think when Herbisher did that to him, he was like, oh, shit, I got him, and he got fooled by that, you know, and he was popping him all night. Who do you think Matias should fight next?
I mean, he called out Teofimo, called him a coward, right? I'm pretty sure he said Cobarde, but he said Tio. Unless I understood Gualde, he meant Javanta. But I know he said Tio, Javanta, Haney, Regis Progray.
But who do you think would take the fight out of all those names you just said? Like, what is most likely happening? What do you think?
I think Tio and Haney take the fight.
Wow. I think Teofimo would take that fight, you know? I think he would go for it, try to outbox him and all that, but, you know, we've seen Teofimo get hurt by a smaller fighter and, you know, go 12 rounds with him and still hasn't fought him in a rematch. So I think Teofimo need to be careful with Suriel Matias, man. And I want to talk about Benavidez real quick. Benavidez did real, real good, as I expected. And just like everyone else says, I believe him and Canelo is the fight that happened next. And Canelo is a fool if he doesn't do it, because he's going to get older, you know? You're going to get older, and you already see that this guy, Benavidez, does not fucking stop throwing punches, man. So he's going to be a problem tomorrow, the next day, the next year, the next week. So Canelo needs to get ready for this fight next and not look at anything else, you know? Because if he loses his last fight on that contract, will be his last.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
All right, brother, that is the call. On Twitter, Jeremiah, you have not unmuted, and Really Rock, you have not unmuted. If neither one of you can unmute, you probably want to jump out, jump back in, so we could try it again, that's for sure, before we end up being done with all the callers. But I got Barrow City E. What up?
Ness. I'm that is B in Charleston. Ness.
Oh shit. What up? My bad.
Yeah. You watch the same thing what the fuck I watch, Ness. You
I
watch
did.
The same thing what I watch. Yeah. It's B in Charleston, man. South Cackalack. Ness, ain't nobody stopping that guy, man. You already see the same thing what the fuck I see, Ness. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking beatdown that was. I went 500, and it should have been 1,000, but, I mean, you know, beggars can't be choosers, right?
You ain't lying.
Yeah. So, yeah, come on, man. Fucking Haney's going to rule the division. I see in another fucking year and a half. Ain't nobody stopping that guy, man. I was wrong because I said Shakur, right? I said Shakur. And I was wrong with that bullshit right there. Yeah, you can't trust that guy. You really can't. You can't trust that guy. Mm-hmm. So, I'm glad that I didn't go too deep with that shit right there. But, I mean, you know, we got a hell of five fucking card stacked. I'm trying to think when the last time we see that kind of talent 2 days before Christmas. So, boxing is fucking thriving. There's nothing like it. You can't compare no other sport to boxing. And I've been watching this shit for 40 fucking years, Ness. You can't compare nothing to that shit. Basketball and football don't even compare to a good fight. A good fight. So we get a little bit tonight, you know. I went a little bit off Charlo. Although it did look a little rocky at times and stuff. But that fucking main event, man, is nothing like it. Benavidez is really the fucking Mexican monster for real, Ness. So, what a lovely fucking beatdown that was. I love that fucking fight right there, man. I love that goddamn fight right there, man. So, I should have put more on it.
Word.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's next? What's after this shit? Haney fight? Haney can beat the fuck out of Pearl Gray, man. Yeah, I think he's going to fucking beat the shit out of his ass. He could stop him. He could stop him. Oh, boy, done put on that muscle. He already been fast. So,
you may feel like it's your time.
D in the South. Appreciate you, champ. All right, that was D in the South. We going out to Fredo. What up?
What up, Ness?
Chilling.
Is that Mexican monster? Homeboy did his thing. Homeboy showed up. I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I had a little family thing, get together. Everybody left as soon as I could. I hopped on the TV and put that thing on. David Benavidez didn't disappoint. I was a little nervous at the beginning. I like to be honest, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big boxing fan. Andrade, he hyped it up. David Benavidez shut that shit down. Caleb Plant showed a bigger heart. Caleb Plant showed bigger skill. Andrade, he hyped it up, though. I'm not going to lie. I thought it might have went the other way, but Benavidez shut that shit down. I was surprised, and he hyped that shit up. I'm ready for that Canelo fight. What are you thinking about that Canelo fight, man? Talk to me.
You know I want that next.
Yeah. He did his thing, though. He did his thing. He hyped it up. He did his thing. He hyped that shit up, man. Like I said, man, Andrade hyped that shit up. Benavidez went there and shut that shit down. Like that. Bam. He did that shit colder than he did Caleb Plant. I'm ready for that Canelo fight next. I'm hyped up. I didn't get to watch everything else. But I did get hyped up off that Benavidez, man. Homeboy did put it down like he was supposed to. He did what he was supposed to do. Hyped it up like he was supposed to hype it up. He did his thing, man. One thing about it, that's a motherfucking Mexican monster. All right, bro, man. Y'all be easy, bro. Hey,
all right,
one thing about it, TBV, like it, subscribe. We out here.
Appreciate you. Let's see. Nike Hendrix, what up?
Shouts out to the boxing boys. Shouts out to Ness. Put in that motherfucking work. It's 2:11 on the East Coast. Give yourself the horn, Ness. For real. Man, hey, man, what a hell of a card, man. Hell of a card, man. Hell of a card. Hey, to these folks talking about Haney, stay away from Matias. Hey, y'all can say that, but if he get in there and do Regis crazy, then what? Because Regis got, to me, I would say, kind of a better technique than Matias, but they both got power. So y'all can't say that right now. Y'all got to wait to see how Haney looks against Regis. And I like, I always said this. That's the better Charlo. A 2-year layoff and look how he looked. Come on, man. He ain't looked the best Charlo, but he looked good out there after 2 years of a layoff. Any other person, I don't think, would have looked that good on a 2-year layoff. And shit, get Charlo playing Nets. Fuck it. He got to get a Nets because he's going to work even harder in the gym now because he know what he got to do. And I always thought he was the better brother anyway, with the better skills. And shit, man, the Mexican monster. He earned it. The Mexican monster. I ain't gonna lie. I was one of them, Ness. You probably saying it too. Like, yeah, you was picking Andre. I was. I take my coat, but hey, the Mexican monster, he earned it. He got to get the fight. If it ain't the Canelo, if it's David Morrell, got to be somebody that's going to excite him. And like he said, it seemed like, shit, you hit him hard, just make him mad, and you're going to throw back 5-6 more you hit him with too. I like that. I really call it, though. And that fucking fake-ass ref with Katie Taylor and, what's her name? The girl?
Chantel Cameron.
Chantel Cameron. That was a knockdown, right? That was a fucking knockdown. That's bullshit. And Katie won by what, a split? A majority? A majority decision?
Split, I think.
So come on, man. That knockdown, that's her fight. That's her belts.
That's why we got to get this fucking replay. Got to be universal, man.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Yeah, see, that's why boxing needs that. With replays, like, after each round, it should be somebody in that booth replaying shit. And if they see that, that's a knockdown. Oh, they take that back. Then they notify both corners, letting them know, hey, we got this on replay. They show both corners. They can take both coaches to the table or whatever, or the monitor, show them, hey, this is that. You taking that back. That's a 10-8 round. She got knocked out. Plain and simple. That's some bullshit. But, yeah, man, Boston getting us a hell of a thing right now, man. Can't wait till December 9th. I think Ryan fight first, though, right?
Yeah, Ryan fight December 2nd.
Okay, so, shit, we got that card. December 2nd. Yeah, we got some fights. Boston got some shit going right now. Boxing ain't dead. Niggas just scared. They say everything but let's fight. That's my call.
Nike Hendrix, you the man. Calls, what up? Calls, gotta unmute. All right, we got Lewis. Lewis, you got to unmute your mic. JD. Maybe it's a Twitter. I was about to blame Twitter.
Nah, I don't know.
I hear you.
I bet. You know what? I think tonight was a great night for boxing. I gotta give Boo Boo's credit. He did way better than
I expected him to. Those first three rounds, I really thought Benavidez was in trouble. But he came through and Benavidez did his thing, man. As for the other fights, Charlo did what I expected him to do. But he did have some trouble, don't get me wrong. I hope he does better his next fight. We've got to see who they pair him up against next. I definitely think he's got to see Caleb Plant or even Boo Boo. That'd be a good fight for him because he's not making 160 anymore. You know, he had trouble making that catch weight. Matias looked good. I like to see him against Teofimo. I like to see him against anybody in that weight class. I don't think he got to move up. I heard a couple of people say that he's got to move up to the next weight class. Nah. I think he's right where he is, and he's a good challenge for anybody right there. Who else fought tonight? The Ali, I can't think of his name.
Rivera.
I think Rivera and the Ghost gotta see each other. That'd be a good matchup. But all in all, you know, it was a great day for boxing. I didn't watch too much of the AM card with the Europeans, but I saw Katie Taylor got her dub, so all power to her. They might run that back a third time, which I probably won't watch, but no, man. I gotta say, today was a great day for boxing, and I love everybody who showed out today. It was a good day for real fans, not just the casuals.
Okay, so I'm reading a message there from Charlo the Plant. He tripping. Let's see here. Couple people had tried to request for whatever reason you were not able to unmute your mic, but it is last call for callers. Make sure you get it in now because we about to roll out. We got Tip Bellis with a $2 super chat. He says, how does Andre fare against Canelo now? I mean, ain't nobody trying to do that. Is Andre Morrell, Andre Plant, you know, things like that moving on now? Lewis, trying you again. Lewis, you got to unmute.
Yo, what's up, man?
You made it.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say everyone talking about it's a good win.
You may feel like it's your time.
Like everyone just saying it's a good win. I don't think it's that. I don't know, man. Andre, I mean, his last fight against that Nicholson guy, he got dropped, right?
I mean, it wasn't an official knockdown.
But that was his first time at 168?
Yeah.
Or was that? Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just looking at the resume.
No,
and
the,
I just,
the Nicholson
you know,
fight. The Nicholson fight was the first fight.
Oh, for sure. Well, no, like I said, man, I saw, you know, when I saw them in the ring, when I saw the fight start, Andre looked really smart, and, you know, I already knew what was going to happen. In the second half of all his fights, he gasses out. Like, you saw that against Liam, what's his name,
Williams?
Yeah, like, you know, you saw in the second half, he started to fade, and he even got hurt. And I was like, come on, man, like against David? Who has a fucking engine? Like, that dude never gets tired, man. It was kind of similar to the Plant fight. I felt like it was going to go the same way, you know? But I'm looking at the super middleweights, right? And I'm looking at Caleb Plant, Christian Mabili, David Morrell, John Ryder, Jaime Munguia, Diego Pacheco, all of them be Andre, man, to be honest. Not trying to be a hater or anything, but it's like, I don't know, man. I'm looking at those top 10 guys that, you know, super middleweight, and I just feel like I'd probably pick all of them over Andre, honestly.
Yeah, I would have to see that.
Like, Diego Pacheco, man, you don't think he beats Andre? Like, let's be real.
He's been punching. He's on an 8-fight knockout streak, but he's a prospect. He hasn't stepped up. I mean, you know, what's the biggest name he fought? Gokaras? And we only know him for giving Berlanga a good fight.
Yeah, that's true. What about Berlanga? You think he could have beaten this 100? Because I know a lot of people saying Berlanga been looking bad too, you know. Like, I'll be honest, like, he hasn't looked that hot, but I just feel like, what do you
think
about his power?
I don't think he would have been that, Andre, nah. Unless his power was real, and he hit Andre and knocked him out, then that's different. But, like, hell no. This version of Andre, the way he was turning and, nah, man, he did his thing. He just, you know, he's in there with the monster. It's different.
Nah, I just feel like what the fight got stopped in the fifth or sixth round, or
I have to check.
It was the fifth, right?
I have to check the official. Give me a sec.
I think it was the fifth or the sixth round. But what I'm trying to say is, like, I don't know, man. I don't know
sixth
where people
round.
Say he looked good. I'm not. I don't know where people say he looked good. Like, I don't know, man. I just feel like it was time where he was gonna fade.
Like
he was getting ready, you know.
But it's not
it was that time, Rick.
Who?
It was that time.
Who was getting ready to fade?
Fucking Andre. He fades after the fifth, sixth round. He starts to fade. So I just feel like, I don't know, man. I guess you could say he has heart. He gave it all he got. But, dude, that, I don't know, man. I just feel like I wasn't impressed.
Okay. So you don't want
but that,
Benavidez fight next, or you do?
For the what? Benavidez for what? For Canelo?
Yes.
I think it's still too early, man. I feel like Benavidez got the engine. I feel like I'm looking at his last four or five fights, and I feel like a lot of them just like the one that they have a similar opponent, right, with the Plant. I saw him go 12 rounds with Plant. And, I mean, I don't know, man. I just feel like – I don't know, man. I just feel like he's too basic for Canelo. I want to see it. I think it'll be a great fight, you know. David is young. He's strong. He has an engine. Canelo, you know, he's 33. A lot of people
bell,
are saying, you know.
That was the bell. But, yeah, I don't know. I find it strange. People don't want that fight now. It's pretty crazy. Yo. Hello. Innocent, you going to speak?
You hear me okay?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I want to say it was a good fight. You know, I feel bad for Andre because of the fact, you know, never really got his opportunity coming up at 168. He's not a real 168. You know, I felt like Caleb Plant was doing a lot of technical stuff, you know, holding a lot, and he's a true 168. And as you mentioned before, he could have got stopped late in that fight, like eighth round, ninth round. I just felt like it was too much, you know, for Benavidez to really pour it on him. You know, I would like the Benavidez and Canelo fight to happen. I think it should have happened for some time now. But as you mentioned, Munguia might get the fight. Don't really make any sense because John Ryder was the WBO mandatory. Munguia only had one fight at 168. That was against Dariushenko, who not a real 168. That was two middleweights fighting at 168. You know, the business side of boxing is going to, you know, overshadow everything because you look down the list, there's not really anybody. It's a lot of European-level fighters fighting at European level. Nobody really marketable. That's why you're seeing all these guys fighting middleweights or guys coming up in weight fighting names. But, you know, I think David, he's been the longest tenured super middleweight for some time now. He's looking very dangerous. I really don't think he needs to go through a super middleweight tournament to get Canelo. Like, he shouldn't have to fight Morel. He shouldn't have to fight nobody else, but most likely he's going to fight somebody else before he fight Canelo. I mean, wasn't they saying Canelo going to fight, what's his name at 160, Adamas? I mean, like, come on. That was the rumor.
It was just a rumor, though.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, if they go into a new platform, I mean, Canelo most likely, they probably going to do one fight against, you know, not a dangerous fight for Canelo, try to get some eyes on the new platform. And then, you know, then they'll probably put him in a big, big fight. But, I mean, Munguia, I don't really think that make any sense. I feel like Munguia haven't really done to deserve anything. He didn't do nothing at 160. He had an interim. Coming at 168, he beat Dariushenko, who washed. No disrespect, but there's really nothing. But as we said, there's nobody at 168. If he beat David Morrell, people just going to say David Morrell unproven. You know, he's still on his amateur shit. So I don't really understand. But that was my call. You know, thank you. You know, shout out TBV.
All right, I'm with you on the Morrell show. I think that's certainly too soon. My man hasn't fought even a former world champ yet. Harry, what up?
Hello?
Yep.
Yo. Oh, man. I'm glad I changed my pick the other day because I said I wasn't sure between Boo-Boo and Dave. So I guess I was right, man. David got him, man. He got him. That boy, he's for real, man. He's for real. He's a bad motherfucker. I still think Canelo can get him, but he a bad motherfucker, man.
All right, that's it? All right, Harry. That was strange. Keeping it moving, let's see what we got here. We going out to Tony and Oxnard. What up?
Yo, what's up, TV? Hey, shout out, Ness, for still being out on your show, grinding.
Appreciate
you. I just want to say, shout out to you, man. I just want to say, man, what a performance by David Benavidez. And I was there at the media workout. I was like, man, he's going to fucking knock him out. I saw him sharp with the jab and everything. He looked way better in this media workout than with Caleb Plant. He was more focused, more in tune. He's going up to the part. I just think that's it, man. If Canelo needs to take this fight in May, if he says what he says he is, I mean, if not, fucking vacate the belt. Stop being a bitch, you know? Canelo says he's this and that, and at the end of the day, he's over here fighting 154-pounders. He's over here fighting John Ryder, fighting, you know, God knows who. But he doesn't fight the top guys in his division. He wouldn't even beat Diego Pacheco at this point, in my opinion. And you know, if David Benavidez doesn't get this fight in May, he should just move up to 175 and fight Bivol or better Beer, because Canelo just wants advantages and wants to just fight the smaller guys or this and that. And David's growing. He's young and he's growing, so he just might as well just move up. Because even if he beats Canelo, he's not going to get the recognition he should deserve. But it was a great fight against the Cyril Matias versus the guy from Uzbekistan. I don't want to disrespect his name, but that was a great fight. I thought it was going to go 7, 8, 9 rounds for Subrio. And I thought Hector Luis García was going to pull off the, at least a draw. But it was a great night. I enjoyed it. I loved it. And, I can't wait for the next Benavidez fight. But that's all I got, Ness. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for putting this. So much work. God bless you.
Bless you, champ. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for tuning in. I got Ryan Frazier, $2 Canadian. Benavidez, Fighter of the Year candidate. Tobias James. I mean, he certainly is with two high-level wins. I mean, Plant and Andre in 1 year. Got to consider it. I got Tobias, $5, celebrating his first Super Chat on the live stream. I don't think Benavidez got the skill. He's just heavy bag with arms. Who wouldn't get tired? Who wouldn't got tired? Hit a heavy bag with arms? Okay. Tell Canelo fight him, baby. Let Canelo fight him then. Malcolm, what up?
Yo, you hear me?
Yes.
Shout out TBV. I'm a little busy at work, but I definitely have to tune in. If you can you just give me my crow? Because Ergachev got that ass whooped. You feel me? Like, I definitely have to take my crow on that. Yeah, man, that shit was disappointing. But Jermall, he looked amazing. You know, I kind of expected for him to beat Benavidez. You feel me? But that left hand, man, that jab and all those hooks he was throwing, man, he threw a lot, and he didn't seem to get tired from just throwing, you know. So he looked like he had good conditioning. And I just like to see him in a better fight. Hopefully he just jumps up to 168 and he fights Plant. That's really what I want. I'm kind of disappointed he didn't call him out, you know. With the main event, whew, man, David's that guy, you know. I didn't expect a six-round knockout, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gave Andre the first three rounds. I don't know why Farhood gave him the – I know the third round he gave it to David Benavidez because of his little ending. Like, the last minute he did some shit. But I felt like Andre controlled the whole pace for the first three rounds. And then after that, David just went to work. You know, shout out to Andre for taking, like – for just moving up and taking that fight. And he went out on his shield like a boss. I definitely want the Canelo fight next. And I think – I don't know, I read it somewhere on Twitter that he said if he doesn't get the Canelo fight next for David, that he'll move up to 175 and fight B-Ball, which is crazy. Like, I'm all for it, you know, but he's that guy, man. He just showed us what we needed to see, man, and it was definitely a good fight. And then one last question. Who do you have as fighter of the year or fight of the year?
Yeah, you know, that's research shit you got to do, bro. I wouldn't know off the top, but who's yours off the top?
Yeah, because me and my boy was debating. He felt like this would have been the fight of the year, and I personally have Devin and Loma's fight as fight of the year. It had everything we needed, and it even had a controversial win. You feel me? I just felt like it's the best fight, and it had the best replay value because all the big fights we got were just all ass-whoopings. But, yeah, that's really it. Shout out to you, Ness. You know, you grinding right now. You feel me? It's late, and you just got this show going on, man. Appreciate you, man. This is definitely putting me through work.
Appreciate you. You working third shift?
Yeah, overnight, man. That overnight life.
All right, champ. Well, glad I could be of assistance. He has something wanted to touch on, but. Slip my mind. Know how that go. Looks like we got to everybody, though.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
So catch me tomorrow. Peace. Appreciate everybody that tuned in. Remember, if you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and do so. We're trying to get to that goal of 1 million subscribers. We go live 7 days a week. Twice Monday through Friday, and we conduct numerous interviews on our live podcast. Plus, we upload interviews daily from our correspondents in the field. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. Catch me on the next one.